Tomorrow's news today.
But if you wanna find help, I'm gonna show you what it's like. Till you're bleeding, I'm not about to see your life. But if you wanna find help, I'm gonna show you what it's like.
Biggest attack on Russia since World War II by the Germans is ongoing by NATO-backed Ukraine. Russia hits with 660 drones overnight, targeting Moscow alone. Hundreds of drones hit Crimea as well. Civilian targets, apartment buildings, refineries on fire, ladies and gentlemen. And Putin is saying that he's looking at hitting NATO weapons depots inside Western countries that will lead us into direct full war. Ukraine unleashes one of its heaviest drone bombardments on Russia. It's the heaviest. Ukraine attacks spur state of emergency declaration in Crimea. Ukraine drones saturation strategies overwhelming Russian air defenses. Ukraine's growing drone armada is overwhelming Russian defenses. It is very, very serious. Putin is planning military provocation of NATO states as he comes under pressure from Ukraine attacks, European spies say. It is a serious situation. We will be tracking and following all of that as it unfolds. But the big story, top of X, top of Instagram, top national news story yesterday is a preacher we know well. We've had on several times. He wouldn't shut down during COVID. They tried to arrest him in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pastor Tony Spell joins us exclusively. He's done no interviews. He's done one little press conference. Since 2 days ago, his neighbor that's threatened to kill his wife and children, big, big leftist, was out front the church yelling at him. He comes over. The guy punches him and scratches him, bloodying him. He defends himself. He's been arrested. But all across the country, I got calls from Europe, Australia. They are really praising Pastor Tony Spell. LTCBR.com is his Life Tabernacle Church, multicultural and multigenerational church in Baton Rouge. He will be joining us coming up next segment. Louisiana pastor beats down man who threatened to rape and kill his wife and grandchildren. He is joining us. You can see clearly on the video, we'll play for you again, the creature that's come around harassing many times, reportedly. The pastor was fixing one of the church buses, and he was making these provocations, so he came across. But you see him first attack him, punch him and scratch him, bloodying Pastor Tony Spell. So that is coming up. The individual is still in the hospital that attacked him. And I thought it was important you hear directly from the pastor about the history of this guy and what's going on. If you just tuned in, we just launched the new streams at every day at 11 a.m. at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Be sure to share that URL if you want to be a modern Paul Revere, and we know you are. And on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. Just the initials at AJN for Alex Jones Network. AJN, Alex Jones Network, live. And, of course, you can find all our own house feed, audio feeds, video feeds, Rumble feeds, X feeds at alexjoneslive.com. The coordinates of the next leg and next wave of the InfoWar. So please share those feeds now. You are the Paul Reveres. When you take action, you are unstoppable. Elon Musk posted, it's got tens of millions of views, citizen vigilante being banned in areas of Europe like Germany. All it does is make a movie based on real statistics that 90% of the rapes and murders are the illegal aliens in Europe. We're going to be looking at some of that film as well. We've got huge geopolitical developments, Supreme Court developments, and so much more. And four big guests today as well. Gerald Morgan of Stephen Crowder, Ivan Raiklin, Jesse Beltran, Matt Hazen, and more. We'll be back. But whatever you do, share the word about the broadcast at AJN Live right now. AlexJonesLive.com.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
It's Friday, June 26th.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen. Right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, if I lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or if he had a church in Austin, that's where I'd be every Sunday and every Wednesday night. Pastor Tony Spell's been on the show several times before, our other broadcasts, other hosts as well. He refused to shut down during COVID. They tried to arrest him there in the great city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. LTCBR.com is their multicultural, multigenerational church. And he just does a great job. He's very, very popular. Does a great job in the community. And here he is joining us exclusively. He only did one little press conference, and I appreciate him coming on to set the record straight, because he talked about it at the press conference, but it got zero coverage in the corporate media. He was arrested, bonded out yesterday. He, on the video you can see, is punched and scratched and bloodied in the temple by this person that's basically, according to him, been stalking him. And so the pastor here to set the record straight joins us right at the start of the broadcast. It's all part of this two-tier policing we see all across the Western world, where if you defend yourself and you're a Christian, white or a conservative black, it doesn't matter, you get thrown under the bus. It's like Mercury Elisa punching and trying to choke and hitting in the throat a popular white basketball player that's doubled the money they make in the women's basketball league, Caitlin Clark, and the media spun it that, oh, she's taken time off because she fell down and hurt herself and hurt her back, and she may leave the team now, not even telling you why it happened. This is all part of this anti-Western, anti-Christian, anti-white agenda. Pastor Tony Spell, LTCBR.com is the church site. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. And so I'd like to give you the floor here where you can actually get to millions of people and not have the national corporate media cut out what you said in the press conference, because nowhere are they even pointing out he clearly assaults you. He should have been arrested. I know he's still in the hospital, reportedly. So tell us the history of this guy. What really happened, sir?
A pleasure to be on with you, Alex, and to your great audience. Marcus Tullius Cicero said, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. For the traitor appears not a traitor, or he speaks in accents familiar to his victims. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Where we have come to in America, the greatest nation and the leader of the free world, is that the pseudo-Christianity has been twisted and its distortion of what a man is. Right here in Pride Month, when toxic masculinity seems to be the buzzword, and we have story hour with drag queens and the LGBTQ community, but the preacher is put in jail with murderers. Why was I put in jail? and released on a $25,000 bond. A man across the street from my church threatened bodily harm, intimidated, and stalked my wife and grandchildren. He told me, "I'm going to rape your wife and your grandchildren, and the next time you leave your house, I'm going to kill every one of them. What the F are you going to do about it?" Isaiah 59 and 14, "And judgment is turned away backwards. Truth is fallen in the streets. Equity cannot enter in." Isaiah 59, 15, "And the Lord God Almighty said, I looked for a man." So what's happening in our nation whenever these would-be rapists and these racists and these domestic terrorists stand across the street from my church where 1,200 people come every Sunday, 27 different nationalities, only recovering addicts, recovering alcoholics, people that are just off of suicide watch, coming to the greatest place on earth, a refuge or a place of worship, only to have racial slurs, obscenities, threats of rape, intimidation, threats of bodily harm and injury. So, everywhere in this book that I read, Alex, 66 books in the Bible, we would not have the first five books of the Bible if it weren't for a woman by the name of Jochebed and her husband Amram, who were not afraid of the king's commandment. They said, "We're not going to kill our baby boy. We're going to save him alive, Moses." 80 years later, when Moses set the slaves free, there weren't a lot of 80-year-old boys because most of the women aborted or murdered their children at the command of the law from their king. Well, their king was Satan. We're not wrestling here. This is not a human that I had the altercation with. This is a demoniac. These people are full of hate. They're pedophiles. They're pornographic in their language. And the law enforcement, this is a police department across the street. This is where the police hang out with this guy, have coffee with him. And when he's doing all these obscene gestures, they say, "That's freedom of expression." That is not freedom of expression. That is prohibiting the free exercise of religion. So Moses took matters into his own hands and he killed an Egyptian. Who had a problem with him, Alex? His two brethren. The two Jews had a problem with him whenever he killed that Egyptian taskmaster and buried him in the sand. And so they have an altercation and says, "Are you going to kill us like you did him?" So Moses goes out for 40 years and the Lord spoke to him from the burning bush and says, "Now I want you to go set 3.5 million of these slaves free out of Egypt." You have a man in the Bible by the name of Jehu. Jehu drove furiously, anointed by a young man, a young 8-year-old boy. He was anointed to clean house against the infiltration of godless leaders in the religious world of the Holy Bible. Jehu, first, he kills a man by the name of, he kills this wicked man. He kills Ahaziah for sympathizing with him. Joram, he kills Jehoram, and then he kills people that sympathizes with him, and then he cleans house. David did not go out to the valley of Succoth and lay hands and pray on Goliath. He took him down with a smooth stone and a sling in his hand. Then he chopped his head off. When you come on through the Bible, we have men of war. God is a man of war. David was a bloody man, but someone had to set the record straight. We do not promote violence, Alex. I have restrained the men in our church from doing what I did this past week. So, you know, really, I'm not at liberty to speak about the case because it's second-degree battery. There again, I have a court date on September 15th. But what I want to tell you is what we're up against. The mystery of iniquity, that means the sin of lawlessness, 2 Thessalonians 2 and 6, doth already work. So we have the sin of lawlessness in our society. Whenever these demonic, pedophile, would-be rapist and racist scream vulgarities at a Christian and think that I should take it. Why should my 86-year-old grandmother, why should my 70-year-old mother, why should my wife and my grandchildren have to endure racial slurs, threats of rape and violence and bodily harm and the police do nothing about it, and the laws do nothing about it. So we have the mystery of lawlessness in our society. We see it everywhere. Only he who now letteth, that word let means hinder. But God has people like you and I and the people that are listening to me right now that were put on earth to withstand and hold back that anti-Christ or anti-God spirit. Sad to say, but I've got 99% of the population in America, I think, that's on my side with this. You know, yesterday at our church, mothers brought their little girls, their daughters, and took pictures with me and says, "We're proud of this man. This is what a husband looks like. This is what a father looks like." Alex, I'm a husband first. I'm a father second. I'm a pastor third. I have a duty and an obligation as a natural protector to protect my wife, to make her feel safe, you know, to make my grandchildren feel safe. It's to the point where law enforcement is reactive now. They're not proactive. So they do nothing about these evil people across the street from our church that protest, that stalk, that intimidate and threat bodily harm.
Pastor, let me raise this briefly, because, again, I think you said it in the press conference, but it was hard to find. It was just short clips of you in the national news. It was the top story, one of the top stories in the world yesterday. People really resonate with you standing up, you know, for your congregation and your family. But he clearly, go back to what he was saying. I love how in the middle of the day, you're a real pastor. You're fixing the battery on one of the church buses. What is he doing? And then you go over, and he clearly throws punches at you.
Alex, I have a 52 bus fleet that picks up in an 80-mile radius. I spend $5,300 a week on bus fuel to bring children to church, to Sunday school, who have to also endure these insults every week. Racial slurs, the crotch grabbing, the exposing of one's breast and self. All right. I'm working on one of these buses. I'm replacing a starter and three batteries. It's 9 o'clock. It's 110 degrees heat index in Baton Rouge. This guy is pacing up and down the shoulder of the road, you know, 75 yards from me. "Hey, Tony," quote, "Hey, Tony, I'm going to rape your wife. I'm going to rape your grandchildren. The next time you leave your house, I'm going to kill every one of them. What the F are you going to do about it?" At that point, I set my keys down. I set my phone down. You see the video. That's what you see in the video. But you don't see the 5 minutes leading up to the video that is on the surveillance cameras. You know, those cameras are federal cameras. They're surveilled by law enforcement from COVID restrictions 6 years ago. So at that point, I approach the individual. I run through oncoming four-lane traffic. When I get to the shoulder of the road, I approach this man to tell him, "You can't speak this way. You can't, this is intolerable. This is obscene." He kicks his shoes off. He takes three swings at me and claws me on my left sideburn. He drew blood. The rest is in the video.
Well, you can clearly see that your fists aren't even up when you walk up. You lean back. You're trying to talk to him, and he charges you. So how in the hell?
He attacked me.
How did the police?
He attacked me. He attacked me and 12 squad cars. Put me in handcuffs and booked me into the East Baton Rouge prison. Removed my street clothes from me. Two men and a woman watched me strip naked, put me in orange jumpsuits, put me into a cell with 9 convicts, which became 17 convicts, some of which had been in there since Sunday, some of which had been in there for 2 weeks in that holding cell. I'm in there with this 51-year-old murderer who just murdered a 15-year-old boy on one of our bus routes. This man goes to the hospital. Why is he not in handcuffs? Why is he not in the prison? Why? Judgment is backwards. If you want to explain America today in Isaiah 59:14, judgment is backwards. Equity cannot enter in. Truth has fallen in the streets. When a man departs from evil, he's persecuted from that. When you do right, you're persecuted for it. So this is what happened. And there again, the minutes leading up to the video tell the story. But we have this news media that's controlled by the prince of the power of the air. Thank God for people like you, Alex, that are going to tell the truth. But you have the news media that's not giving us a fair shake. They are not showing the minutes leading up to the altercation. They only tell and bring audio in on what they want to hear. So the answer is, this is where we are. It's, you know, 3 days later. Now we're at record-breaking capacity in our church. There are people coming in from across the nation standing in solidarity.
So no weapon formed against you shall prosper. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against you. For radio listeners, I want to describe this for people because I haven't seen national news or even Patriots do this. We just slowed the video down. You are leaning back. You're talking to him. He charges in, tries to punch you twice, looks like he misses, then connects to your right temple. Then only
right here,
then,
left temple, draws blood.
Then you turn in at that point and engage him, begin pushing him back. He hits you again, and then you start punching and bring him down. So you let him throw at least four or five blows, but I'm only watching it happen. How many connected?
Only one of those connected with my left temple and his girl claw. He kicked his Crocs off. So that's whenever, in self-defense, you see the rest is in the video. And when you see the phone, I threw his phone out into the road because he was attempting to hit me with that weapon.
I saw
I'm
that.
Not at liberty
he came
to
hit you with a phone.
That.
In fact, we'll slow it. Exactly. He first tries to hit you with a phone.
Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own his cause? We want to talk about this meek and lowly Jesus who was a babe in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. The Jesus that I know overturned the money changers' tables in the temple, braided him a scourge of small cords, and drove out the hypocrites. He said, this is a house of prayer. You've turned it into a den of thieves. I have right now in this audience where I'm sitting, there are several of my young men with me, and I would want every one of my young men to pattern after who I am. I have not set any bad examples, or I have not been a bad role model. And there again, we do not promote violence. You know, we have allowed the law to do its job, but the law is not doing its job. Judgment is backwards. They booked me into the prison on second degree battery, but these people are still out free today. So am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own his cause and blush to speak his name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease while others fought to win their prize and sailed through bloody seas? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this vile world a friend of grace to push me on to God? Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the cross if I must bear the pain. And when that illustrious day shall rise and all thine armies shine in robes of victory through the skies, the glory shall be thine. So God's going to get glory out of this. Every lying tongue, the rest of that scripture in Isaiah 54, 59 and 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every lying tongue that riseth up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. It's our job, not God's job, to condemn the liars. So hopefully this interview will condemn the liars. We're not getting a fair shake. No good people will get a fair shake from this wicked media that is pro-LGBTQ. So we have this problem in America. We have to destroy our great nation. So if we're going to destroy the nation, we have to destroy the family. If we're going to destroy the family, we have to remove the natural protector, the father, the provider. And if we're going to destroy the fathers, we have to kill the churches. If we're going to destroy the churches, we have to start with the shepherds of the church, the pastors. This is an attack on the pastor of the church. This is an onslaught of terror against a man that is protecting his wife's honor. I can't allow someone to rape my wife and children when I step foot out of the premises. That's the audio that has to be played. That's the audio that the law enforcement is, they're controlling the narrative. They want you to see me as an aggressor. I'm not the aggressor. I'm the protector. I'm
the
defender.
And now you're going to be able to subpoena, because that's a police station right there in federal and state cameras and local, you're going to be able to get all that with audio and show what really happened. So Mark Twain said a lie goes halfway around the world before truth puts his pants on, but in the end, the truth wins. The truth will come out.
Truth will prevail. And Alex, I think 99% of the world is on my side. I mean,
oh, they are.
For those men that would condemn what I did, would you let someone rape your wife and children? You know, for when you see that in order to produce, that you must obtain permission from those that produce nothing, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods but in favors, when you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, when you see that your laws protect them against you but not you against them, then you may know that your society is doomed. Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged. That's where we are in America.
We'll get an update from you soon, and I appreciate your time, sir. You've been very gracious to give us this exclusive interview. But in the 3 minutes we have in closing, any other key points you'd like to add? I'd like to ask first. Obviously, you're going to go on the offense here. You're not going to let them spin this. The whole world sees what's going on. A little bit about who this guy is and who these people are, and then where you see this going. And obviously, have you filed charges yet that he assaulted you first, or what's going to happen?
So what's going to happen is we're going to get the remainder of the footage from these federal surveillance cameras, law enforcement cameras, and we're going to tell the whole story that led up to. And it was on a state highway. I never invaded anyone's private property. There was someone else that was videoing this from that home. All right. So what has to happen is the charges have to be dropped against me for second degree battery. I'm now a felon, unable to have firearms, unable to travel. I'm in travel restrictions. There's $25,000 of my cash that God has trusted me to be a steward with in the hands of the state right now. That's why I'm able to be out doing this interview instead of still in the prison, which is highly unscrupulous and unethical that they've taken that money from us. All right. So what has to happen is the conclusion is this is an evil person who threatened and intimidated my wife and grandchildren.
Clear terroristic threats. Clear terroristic threats.
Bodily harm. Yes. And you cannot obstruct people going to and from the house of God nor threatening. My place of residence is right where I am. My place of worship is right where I am. I live on the property.
Look at the indictments in Minnesota of Don Lemon and others.
Yes. So, you know, these guys, they're all in it together. Destroy righteousness, destroy goodness. But we, the people, have had enough. It's Pride Month, and I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be a revolutionary. I'm proud to stand up for the Holy Bible. I'm proud to have been able to defend my wife's honor. Proud to have been. So, God bless America. God bless Alex Jones.
Well, God bless you, Pastor. As soon as you're ready, you got my number. Please come on. And I want to chronicle all you've been through, them trying to put you in jail for staying open during COVID, and how much your church has been blessed. And I predict it's already basically at capacity. I predict you're going to have to build a new building soon. Because what the evil would use for evil, God uses for good, as you know, sir.
In Jesus' name.
God bless you, Pastor. Be safe. You. Be safe this weekend. You know, the left's going to come. We're going to probably come after you now, even worse.
Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Well, if I was in Louisiana, I know where I'd be this Sunday. Be sure and go to his website, ltcbr.com. Pastor Tony Spell of the Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge. We'll be back with other massive exclusive news. Oh, yeah, that Capitol police officer that Sean Penn's making a movie about that made up all that stuff. Yep, Ivan Raiklin just filed a lawsuit against him. Years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken,
yes,
or they can be stacked together with Methylene Blue. You understand all the science. I always butcher all the names. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken Ultra Methylene Blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. Methylene Blue's structure, you have nitrogen, 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 sulfur, chlorine. The chlorine is what gives it its dye properties. That's why it's used as a medical dye, medical grade, what we have. The sulfur donates an electron to your mitochondrial process. So what that means is it speeds it up through the Krebs cycle to it makes where it makes more energy, and the energy that it makes more efficiently. So you get less waste product, more energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 into stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's ultramethylene blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make. Methyl Drive, there's that iconic ad of you, Dad, where you go, the CoQ10, the PQQ. That is what this is. CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and then methylcobalamin, the ultimate vitamin B12 in the bioavailable form. That's all together in Methyl Drive. It's about protecting your mitochondria. We've got tons of ingredients in there to do that in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant as well, people report this almost universally with the methylene blue. Incredible energy, incredible resilience, incredible endurance. What I wanted to create with Power Plant, we kind of have the ultimate cellular engine thing in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant, this is kind of the men and women can both take it. It's like a unisex super male vitality, where you have things in here like the cordyceps mushroom that boosts oxygen carrying capacity and ATP, which is also phenomenal for the mitochondria, plus the Rhodiola roja, also known as Viking root or golden root. But even more so than that, it lowers your cortisol. And when you lower your cortisol, studies have shown that your testosterone increases because they're made from the same building block, which is cholesterol. Of course, that's why ashwagandha is so incredible. You saw that product as well. It takes the fuel source for making cortisol into making testosterone. Since they're both hormones, we got zinc in here as well to raise testosterone, help with healthy testosterone, selenium to do the same thing. And then we've got the boron, which is so underrated.
Nobody ever talks about that.
No one ever talks about boron. You can look at all these different male vitality supplements. If you're a wife out there, you want to get something for your husband, Power Plant, Adaptogen Complex, we got Methyl Drive. These really are made to be taken in tandem. This is a trifecta. Yeah, this is the Mac Daddy stack. Okay, you want to be a Mac Daddy, you buy Power Plant, Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue.
We have the Power Plant bundle discounted, Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the Methylene Blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. I'm really impressed with this, and I'm thankful Bigly let me develop these products. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the Methylene Blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Pelosi. We have the proof that almost everything he says about what happened on J6 was not the case and was not true. months ago at a congressional hearing, he just blew up and got in the face of retired Green Beret Lieutenant Colonel, former Defense Intelligence Agency and lawyer and father and ultramarathon runner, good friend of mine, Ivan Raiklin, at Ivan Raiklin on X. And so Ivan's been all over exposing the Fed's erection, really the tip of the spear, advising Congress, you name it. And he defamed him live on C-SPAN, said a lot of bizarre stuff, looked like a demon. He does this nice guy act, and we have all these videos showing what the body cams of the police show versus what he said happened on J6. So this is a real opportunity also to open all this up. So Ivan Raiklin has filed a lawsuit against him just yesterday. It's not, when you go to the county site, you can't find it, but Ivan gave us an exclusive, Overhead Shot Police. Here is the lawsuit. And we are going to be posting that on X right now at Real Alex Jones. If you want to get a first look at this, we also have a bunch of videos that show that what this character says went on J6 didn't happen. And he takes credit for what clearly on the body cams is another police officer that was in confrontations and attacked. And now we know more and more about feds going in the building dressed as patriots and Antifa, putting on the patriot gear. We knew all that at the time. I was there. I said, at the time we're being set up, don't go in. They opened up the doors, wave people through the velvet ropes. So giving us a first look on this is Ivan Raiklin, and we've got limited time here. He can definitely come back and join us on a special Saturday show tomorrow or Sunday. But you've got Hold the Line, Michael Fanone, and you've got this movie that is being made mainly about him by Sean Penn, who just put out one battle after another that is total fiction about imaginary white supremacists running everything, where he plays Colonel Lockjaw. Sean Penn direct movie about J6 Capitol riot, major actor already in talks to star. Sean Penn to direct Warner Brothers movie about police officer January 6th. We're told that is the individual that Ivan Raiklin is suing. So, Ivan, most people have seen him get in your face and call you all these horrible things and say you're these terrible things. We've got some time. We can play a compilation of that. I think the biggest thing, though, is him on J6, what he said he did versus what happened. We've got that just dead to rights compilation. But first off, this is a big deal because we know we're not getting the truth about the pipe bomber. We're not getting the truth about any of this. They're really trying to guard this information. We're very, very close, and it could bring down the entire deep state. So, Ivan Raiklin, thanks for being here. Give us a synopsis of what's happening and why you filed suit.
Yeah, you basically laid out pretty well, Alex. Thanks for having me on. And on January 22nd of 2026, earlier this year, Jack Smith was testifying before the Judiciary Committee hearing chaired by Jim Jordan. And the ranking member is none other than Jamie Raskin. And so the VIP guest for essentially those people that are sitting up front are the guests of the witness or under the authorization of the chair or the ranking member. And so it begs the question, was he there, meaning Michael Fanone, at the request of Jamie Raskin and Jack Smith, essentially the Fedsurrectionist/Fedsurrectionist cover-up crew? I think that was the case. And then others that were in attendance in that first row, you can't see it on camera right now, but are U.S. Capitol Police Officers Harry Dunn, U.S. Capitol Police Officer Akinilo Ganell, also got book deals out of that J6 hit job that they did, and then another one, Daniel Hodges, a Metropolitan Police Department officer, more of a kind of quiet individual. But I put my hand, when I went into that hearing room, because there was a big line to get in, I wasn't able to attend the earlier part of it. I walked in and got a seat in that second row, and I noticed that Michael Fanone was in there, and I just wanted to put my hand out. Now, in previous engagements, people ask me, have you ever interacted with Michael Fanone? I have. I have on two other occasions before that. But all those interactions were caught on video, the 100% interaction. And it's, you know, professional asking questions. And I posted it on one of the links that I sent you, Alex, on what those interactions were. Outside of those three videos over the course of several years of our interactions, I've never communicated with him directly, indirectly, text message, in any form whatsoever. So,
but he knows you've been investigating. You know, you've been up there. Yeah. So, and we're going to play the video and audio. How outrageous is it for you, for him to claim that you're doing these terrible things to his family? I mean, this is insane.
Right. For him to claim that I have threatened anybody. So he states, and you can maybe play it later, but he states that I'm threatening his family and threatening to rape his children.
By the way, you don't become a special operations colonel. Well, let me just say this. You don't become a special operations colonel, a defense intelligence agency high-level officer, and all the things for being hot-headed. I've seen you confronted by a whole bunch of people, pushed, shoved, hit, and you don't even respond. You are a cool cucumber. This guy really screwed up big time. You're not known as you're known as having ice water in your veins.
Thanks for that description. But what he claimed that I said, I've never said it publicly, privately, or even thought to say that about anybody's children. So this is just totally outlandish. It's clear defamation per se here in Virginia. And I filed a lawsuit here. And I took a little bit of time. I was going to drop it immediately, but then I got a deluge. Here's another point that it's exclusive here as well. I got a daily, not that I'm concerned by any stretch of the means. I can, like you, Alex, I can defend myself. I can protect myself. That's not the issue here, but there were significant amounts of inbound emails as well as phone calls, dropping, threats to myself, right? And so obviously I had to increase a little bit on the security side of it because I don't want to miss an opportunity to, you know, exercise my Second Amendment, especially in Virginia here when they're going to limit our abilities starting July 1st. So I've kind of beefed that up, if you will. But in addition, he basically, it's a question whether or not he coordinated a synchronized attack vector and threat vector against me, because the language that was used by some of these voicemails and emails and postcards, etc., it's kind of along the same lines of what we saw him in this video of him accusing me falsely of things. And so some of those threats actually met the threshold of violating criminal statutes here in Virginia. It was reported to Fairfax County Police Department. It is currently under investigation whether or not some of those individuals that did meet, but state criminal statutes of, you know, threatening, et cetera, if they have any relationship to Michael Fanone. So right now, in addition to the civil suit, Fairfax County Police Department is running a criminal investigation on those individuals that I'm not going to name yet, that whether or not they have a relationship to Michael Fanone. Additionally, because it was done via email, some of these individuals, depending on the investigation, may actually trigger a federal criminal statute. So stay tuned, folks. This is just the beginning. We have a civil suit for defamation. We have a criminal investigation currently going on to see whether or not Michael Fanone is implicated. And then further than that, if that's the case on some of these emails, that will immediately trigger that interstate federal jurisdictional nexus so that we can maybe get the Department of Justice involved in prosecuting. Again, this is if there is any relationship between those that threatened me and Michael Fanone and whether or not he was a, you know, head of a kind of a RICO conspiracy to try to threaten me.
Well, we know.
Does that make sense, Alex?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we know that he's been the ringleader, the point man, the lapdog, even more than the guy that shot Ashley Babbitt to death. They tried to hide his identity and gave him awards and said he was a hero and a medal. I mean, this guy has been really the chief propagandist from the Capitol Police. Right. Others that told the truth.
And as evidence in some of those, I sent you a couple of clips from his book where he himself talks about how he interacted at 3 a.m. with Nancy Pelosi. I wonder what Nancy Pelosi does at 3 a.m. while FaceTiming, Michael Fanone. Is it vodka? Is it, I mean, or is it something else? Now, I don't think normal people, I mean, you're a friend of mine, Alex. I don't call you at 3 a.m. All right.
No.
I love you, but I don't love you that much.
Yeah, he brags in his book that he coordinated with her. And, here's some examples of that, from his book.
Yeah. There's some photos that you have there.
Yep. Yes.
And then in addition to this, Alex, so if we end up going to trial and he doesn't, I mean, the key thing here is I'm a simple guy. Just publicly apologize. No, you know, you lied. But the thing is, when he publicly apologizes for lying, that debunks the entire Fed's erection narrative along with it. So the deep state cannot allow him to retract his lie and his defamatory language, right? And essentially apologize for what he said about me. So that's one thing. The second thing is we go to trial, right? Everybody talks about discovery. depending on what the trial judge and the court allows, we're going to be seeking, I'm giving a little bit, maybe too much. I mean, think about it. If we start to dig into his communications specifically on, well, who told you that I made those statements, Michael? Was it Nancy Pelosi that told you to say that? Was it Jamie Raskin that told you to say that? Was it Benny Thompson that told you to say that? Or was it someone else? Because maybe if you start to implicate some of those names saying that, oh, I've been raked and threatened your family, and he got that information from Pelosi, from Schumer even, from Jamie Raskin, who was clapping him out as he was ejected out of that hearing when he was defaming me. I mean, these are the things that are going to start to expose the entire Fed surrection op based on the communications that we're able to obtain and the interrogatories that we're going to send forward.
And you're smart.
So this
cookie.
Is the vector of accountability for January 6th, even though Barry Loudermilk's really not doing anything, the White House not doing much. No one else is doing anything short of the Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and thankfully, he defamed me, thankfully, in a way of this is going to open up the Pandora's box for evidence and transparency on January 6th that can lead to further civil litigation as well as potentially criminal charges.
Now, and let's be clear, Sean Penn, who does all these one battle after another type civil war movies for the leftist narrative, they're trying to prop up the J6 narrative with this movie coming out about this guy. So that shows what a key player he is. And you've been right at the heart of exposing the true identity of the pipe bomber, all of this. So you're truly an MVP. It's just a fact. Ivan Reichlin, let's start going to some of these videos to get these on record. Let's show, there's a longer 4-minute version from C-SPAN. We'll add that in post. We're not live. We upload this to X because of time constraints. Let's do the first slower, quicker one. Confrontation, Jack Smith hearing a few months ago. And then let's dovetail that into his testimony versus the body cam footage and what it shows. Let's play both those reports back to back, and then we'll get Ivan Reichlin's take on it.
Well, why do you have to lose your career like that? I've been always professional. Every single time I communicate with you, I am always professional with you.
Well, I'm not.
It requires other people to contain your Tourette's syndrome. Okay?
I'm not going to get it. You've hurt my feelings. I've spent my
absolutely. If you look behind you, why should I? I'm communicating. Right? Look at your face.
I have a seat. I have a seat. Trust me, I'm using a lot of
shit. See how many people are constrained here? Look at me. Total control over my mind and body.
Hey, the committee will be in order.
Mr. Chairman, will you?
Sir. There's no shame treating these people that way.
This guy is threatening my family.
Members of the audience.
My children.
Members of the audience will please sit down or remove themselves from the committee room.
Rape my children, you sick bastard. Rape my children.
Sit down, please.
All right, let's stop here. Again, when I post this to X and Rumble, we're not live. We'll put the full 4 minute. So Ivan is over there behaving himself, sitting there, not even talking. This guy comes over repeatedly with the Capitol Police saying he's threatening to rape and kill and murder my wife and children. And Ivan's like, I've never even talked to you. What are you talking about? He's a Green Beret colonel, Defense Intelligence Agency, lawyer, father, no criminal record, highly decorated. And this guy's just oh, you, and it's, but it's all part of his whole history on J6, on all of it, clearly saying he was another officer. We have the proof of that. Comment on this briefly, and then I want to go to what he testifies versus what's on the body cams. Ivan, you've muted yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, so at the end there, you kind of cut it a little short, but Jamie Raskin claps him out and says, you know, Mr. Chairman to Jim Jordan, please contain deranged observer Mr. Raskin.
Yeah, let's go back to the last 30 seconds. Let's go back to the last 30 seconds. I shouldn't have cut that, but just go ahead and air the last 30 seconds, guys.
Yeah, so as that's coming up, this is how he acts when it's a calm professional environment with security. Everybody in that room has decorum except for him. I mean, this is his mental state. And so that's exactly his mental state, I'm assuming, on January 6th. So how can you believe this individual? I mean, there's no sane, rational person, or even that are, you know, beyond three standards of deviations of the norm, would consider this, you know, professional, calm, decorum-filled demeanor, right? Let alone whether or not in a heightened state of awareness on January 6th, for example, because there are more people, you don't know.
He was clearly a mad dog. It's an official story as it turns. Let's go to the part. Let's go to the part you wanted. Here it is.
Sit down, please.
Thank you.
Yes,
appreciate
you.
Thank you, Officer Fanone. Mr. Chairman, please control the deranged observer, Mr. Raiklin, so he doesn't create any other problems with us today.
Imagine what he did on January 6th with that demeanor. Look at my demeanor. Complete professional here.
So this is perfect microcosm of all their lies about J6, about here. He's like a gorilla bumping into people, busting his chest out, threatening you, saying he threatened to murder and rape his wife and children. And then he has the Capitol Police in your face like you've done something wrong. And then Jamie Raskin says, oh, please control your people, Republicans. The evil Ivan Raiklin is Frankenstein. I mean, it's all illustrated that everything they say is the opposite. Whatever they say about us is them.
Right. And that Capitol Police officer that stood between us, I think he was told that I was the aggressor before he came in. And then when he came in, he reassessed the situation and stood there thinking, oh, wow, the actual threat to me from that Capitol Police officer's perspective is the guy behind him, meaning Michael Fanone. And I actually spoke days later. I actually approached that Capitol Police officer and thanked him for his demeanor and his professionalism in maintaining that distance between the two of us, because at the end of the day, he was, I think, duped into trying to make me look like the aggressor, but then he immediately understood that my body language showed complete composure and he could hear behind him. He's looking over his shoulder thinking, oh, is this guy going to swing at me? And he looks over at his partner there, and his partner also helped escort Michael Fanone out. And while she was doing that, Fanone, you can see there, assaults her. I mean, that's clear assault. That should be a criminal charge.
Stop right there. We got to go to
break.
More
than what some of the J6ers.
Yes, but this has been covered, though. We're almost out of time. You can come back soon when we have more time. We got a bunch of guests coming up. This is important. So thanks for reaching out with the exclusive to us. Let's go to the next video. There's a bunch of versions of this, some are longer, of his testimony under sworn oath and on the news versus what the body cam shows. Give us about a minute breakdown here from what I see. He conflates himself with what happened to another officer. Is that accurate?
Right. So there's that component. But more importantly, I think he was on the Western Plaza, went there on his own volition, essentially. And then from there, he claims that he was tased and beaten, all these different descriptions of brutality that was done against him. No video shows it. And that event has more video coverage of any other incident on the planet ever in the history of humanity. But yet then his own body cam footage shows him walking through the Capitol over to the east side where the medic station is located. The medic actually interacts with him. It's all on video, and asks him, are you okay? This and that. He's very responsive, coherent.
Yeah. Let's go to the reporters because we're up against a break. I want to play it. This is Fanone testimony versus body cam. Right. He obviously lied under oath. Here it is.
Okay, let's switch back over to RJ6 one more time. Here we have Michael Fanone. His full body cam has finally come out. We're going to talk over this to tell you what's going on.
I know that Jimmy helped to evacuate me from the building and drove me to MedStar Washington Hospital Center, despite suffering significant injuries himself.
Doesn't look like he's too injured to me. He's walking along.
Let me go find your helmet.
All right. Oh, he lost his helmet. Okay.
Yep.
Now he's quickly moving along for time-wise. Doesn't look like he's in a hospital, though, is he? No, he's not in a hospital. In fact, he's just still in the bowels of the Capitol. And back out in the Capitol and outside the Capitol. It's about time this body cam comes out.
What happened?
I got dragged out into the crowd.
And what happened?
They
you got beat?
What
John, first, did you get gas at all? Or?
Oh, yeah. But I'm used to CS gas.
All right.
At the hospital, doctors told me that I had suffered a heart attack, and I was later diagnosed with a concussion, a traumatic brain injury, and post-traumatic stress disorder.
All right, I'm going to check for any fractures.
That is actually a medical guy outside looking him over. Yeah, doesn't find anything wrong with him. Says he's not dizzy at all.
No obvious severe injuries. Can't find any fractures. Pupils are equal. Open your mouth. All right. Dizzy at all? You can stay here and rest until you're feeling better.
Thanks, man.
Need some water to wash out the CS?
No, it's fine now.
My body camera captured the violence of the crowd directed toward me during those very frightening moments. It's an important part of the record for this committee's investigation, for the country's understanding of how I was assaulted and nearly killed as the mob attacked the Capitol that day.
Are you going to go to the hospital or anything?
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. I just would like to move on.
But we've shown this so many times.
We've talked about this for 4 years.
And it's taken 5.5 years to come out. But where's medical?
Yeah, but we saw that was public domain footage for quite a while. I've seen that years ago.
Yeah, but the bottom line is it's finally coming out with the mainstream media, and he's obviously fine.
All right, let's stop there. We're going to do 5 more minutes with Ivan Ringel. We have other huge guests coming up. And this is so important what he's doing. We have limited time. That's why I'm interrupting. We could take hours on this, but this is really important. Briefly remember, folks, because I'm only doing like a 30-second plug, I can't operate without your support. We have the very best products in the world. We've extended the ultramethylene blue, buy one, get one free until tomorrow at noon, and that's it because it's going to sell out next week. The new sale until Monday is bovine colostrum, the very best in the world, private labeled. We probably have the best there is. Buy one, get one free. We've got all these new 250th anniversary limited edition shirts of the very best designs ever at thealexjonesstore.com. The very best water filtration, everything. We need your support. The products are incredible. You owe it to yourself to get these great products that enrich your life and keep us on air. Please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com on this live Friday show. You're the reason we're here, and I thank you so much. Now take action now. Have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026. And they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition, and then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this and the concepts, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the Rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one, very simple. America 250 Years Strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high-quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny to 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, Ride Fast, Live Free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 Free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the Deep State. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 Years of Freedom. They designed that. Very clean. Very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You can kind of promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you're really going to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So, hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good-looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com.
We'll be right back.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, it's Friday, June 26, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, 2626. And Ivan Reichland's here with us, other 5 minutes, retired Lieutenant Colonel Green Beret, lawyer, Defense Intelligence Agency, formerly suing the star propagandist of the Capitol Police, Michael Falone. And you've got the 5 minutes here, the floor, because there's a lot you need to say, and I was trying to get to everything earlier. We got to most of it. What else you need to cover here? We'll obviously cover this more as it unfolds. This is a key chink in their armor. Ivan Reichland.
Yeah, so when you just played the body cam footage, and there was the analysis done by the Don and Donna. And so one unique thing about the timing of all of this is that I got to give credit where credit's due with Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. They're the only litigation arm within the entire, I guess, American ecosystem that have been the adults in the room at pursuing the truth and eventually transparency and accountability related to January 6th. They filed a lawsuit years ago that finally resulted in May of earlier this year, the release by the D.C. Circuit Court of the actual body cam footage of Michael Fanone. Whereas before we had access to it, and Gary McBride, I got to give him props for being one of the J6 investigators that had identified and released the body cam footage. This is the first time that an official entity released the body cam footage. So now it can be referred to and relied on as the actual official narrative of his body cam. And you can't claim that it was manipulated, whatever, curated, etc. And so now that it is out, through this request, now we can see exactly what happened. And so you can't refute that about body cam footage. And so when you ask somebody on the street, no matter how, you know, manipulated they were over the last 4, 5, 6 years of censorship, and you show them, hey, blue-haired retard, why don't you go ahead and take a look at Michael Fanone's, your hero, Michael Fanone's body cam footage. Now match that with his one testimony, his interviews that he did on Criminal News Network, on MSLSD, on all of his interviews that he did over the last 5 years as Nancy Pelosi's comms director for the January 6th fake insurrection. And I think every average person that has, you know, double digit IQ or higher will trust the body cam footage over his statements. The key thing here now is to get it out, similar to what Rand Paul's doing with exposing the Fauci debacle, if you like, whatever you want to call it. I mean, the criminality there. Same thing with Fanone on the January 6th Fed insurrection. So I wanted to stress on that. As far as the gas, when he talked about he was gassed, well, that gas came for his fellow colleagues at the Metropolitan Police Department that shot into the crowd and then it blew back into his face. So if he has any issues or gripe related to the gas of being gassed, quote unquote, you might want to look at your colleagues, buddy. And then, I think that's pretty much sums it up. I mean, looking at my notes, make sure that I'm not missing anything. This guy is a complete fraud. He defrauded America. He defrauded the entire, you know, information landscape. And now it's our turn to rebut it in spite of a underperforming White House administration and underperforming House of Representatives in the name of Mike Johnson or even the Senate. So it's on us. At this point, we've given them an opportunity to correct the record on our behalf because we voted in the Republicans. We've seen that they are incapable of achieving transparency, accountability, and justice, short of a few individuals like Tulsi, Joe Kent, expose some things, right? So now it's on us. And through unique and novel and unconventional litigation, both in a offensive posture as a plaintiff here and as a defense, in a defensive posture, essentially triggering others to sue to create discovery opportunities. I think I'm glad to be at the forefront on two major fights. One, on the J6 Fed insurrection exposure all the way up to the top with Pelosi, and on the second lawsuit that I'm involved in against the former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, Terry Adirum, who was the one that implemented the unlawful vaccine mandate at the DOD. So in spite of this admin and in spite of this government, I'm getting after it, Alex, and thanks to you for helping me amplify it.
All right, incredible job, Ivan Reichland. Ivan Reichland on X. Reichland, R-A-I-K-L-I-N. The deep state's in trouble. since the last 8 years, this guy got out of the military and started taking on the globalists. All right, we'll be back with another massive guest on MKUltra and more.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and use of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We're going into overdrive. We are putting the nitrous oxide into the NASCARs. Fire shooting out of them tailpipes. We're going from 1,500 horsepower to 2,500. Boom! Gonna break the sound barrier. And if you think having the biggest show ever in English-speaking media, which I had for at least 3 years, was big, nothing is gonna stop everything that's coming. It's like atomic testing, waking up Godzilla. That's what they've done. That which does not kill me only makes me stronger. So, I'm Godzilla, and your ass is Tokyo. Politically, lovingly, non-violently.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O.
Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are.
But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs. Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
The crew's in trouble again. No, they get 100 praises until I get mad. It's always because I want too much too quick. They do an incredible job. We love the AlexJonesLive.com crew to carry on the next phase of the info war.
Wird nach dem Tod ein Engel werden. Den Blick gen Himmel fragst du dann, warum man sie nicht sehen kann.
scheduled to be in studio last week, and I had a family emergency. And I apologize I couldn't be here. They brought their whole crew down here. This is an amazing group of people I got to meet like 9 months ago through Sean Johnson, my good Navy SEAL buddy. And then once I met Jesse Beltran, I was like, well, I already know about this guy's work for years. And they're just so informed. And it's, I know a lot. I study and research. No exaggeration. It's ridiculous. Probably 8-9 hours a day, not counting on air and everything else I do. So there's not a lot of people that can teach me a lot. There are a lot of people that teach me this or that pieces, but I learn a lot from Jesse Beltran. When you go look up what he's saying, it's just all true and it's all insane. And I was talking to the crew about this last week when they were coming to town, and it was like, you see it like in Star Wars with execute order number 66, like the 6G, and you see it in The Kingsman where they send out a wave through the smartphones, make everybody start killing each other, which is a metaphor for what they're incrementally doing. And all the patents on where they actually have technologies and wavelengths and cell towers. I mean, this has been like in the Baltimore Sun 20 years ago. The CIA secretly did tests on the East Coast using cell phone waves to make people agitated and angry or sick. They can do all of this. And then it's in major studies and hundreds of patents by Bill Gates and others that they are putting nanotech into the shots, into the food, into the sealants, into the water, that then resonates and creates a matrix in the body. And that's what the graphene oxide does in all these studies confirmed, growing a matrix in your body. And now dead people in graves and living people are coming back with Apple and droid Google IDs. And then 2 years ago, Cronenberg put out a movie. I forget the name. I went and saw it with my wife. And I wasn't really clicking then. And it's like, it's this service where they give you codes to have a camera on your dead spouse in the grave. And they have a computer code. What was the name? Guys, look up Cronenberg's last movie. I forget the name of it. I mean, just wild stuff. So this is going on. And of course, that's the final frontier. Not just give you poison shots that sterilize you and give you blood clots and heart attacks. They're going to do a lot more. And I saw studies out last year that the average person, adult, has the amount of plastic in their brain, microplastic, of a plastic spoon. And then they can encode all of this stuff. So I wanted to get him on because they were going to have hearings on MKUltra a month ago. Those got canceled. Anna Paulina Luna says it's a cover-up. So does the outgoing head of now gone, a director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. You've seen how she's been targeted and attacked. How dare her talk to her Hindu/Buddhist religious leader, about how she should call for anti-war and peace. Why? You talk to your pastor about peace? Well, this is a total kooky stuff. So it's okay if you're a leftist devil worshiper. So I wanted to go over all of this and how it all ties together, because it's not just the 5G. It's not just the 6G coming out. It's not just what they've implanted on us. And you can go back. The EU studied this. They've done it with the EU. You can scan people 20 years ago, and most people didn't have in their nerve endings all of this conductive stuff sending off a signal. Now most people do, particularly military. It's even worse. And we did it live on air with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL, and other people that were military. It was like same stuff diplomats have. Havana syndrome ties into all of it. And then that ties into NIH internal emails reveal pandemic planning years before COVID. Yes, they geared it all up, disease X. U.S. government ran experiments on prisoners of war in U.S. custody, classified CIA docs confirm. They know that we're electrochemical liquid crystal that they then want to put chemicals into control. That's CIA documents from the 50s. Yeah, they're only declassifying stuff that's 60 years old now, but it's bad enough. Representative Anna Paulina Luna threatens to subpoena CIA over MKUltra files. They went and grabbed from Gabbard. What was MKUltra inside the CIA's mind control program that Congress is still fighting to expose? Why can't they? I thought they worked for us. How Operation Mongoose failed to take down Fidel Castro. They sprayed millions of disease bird ticks on them. Now they're doing it to us and ticks. How ticks became a bioweapon. American Spectator, flying syringes. Google releasing 62 million mosquitoes in California, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida right now. That sterilize the other mosquitoes, but also have a bacteria that can reduce fertility in mammals. And Bill Gates has said he wants to study ticks and mosquitoes to make you not be able to escape whatever they want to put in you as a Trojan horse. And then you've got 10 years ago, 5 years ago, the World Economic Forum scientists saying, we're going to infect Lone Star ticks with an alpha-gal syndrome so that when they bite you, you then have an autoimmune response to the sugar that's in red meat or this protein/sugar molecule connection, and then you won't be able to ever eat red meat. Now that the millions people have, people are dying of it. It didn't even exist. Now it's exploding. Ticks are everywhere. They're showing up 1,000 miles outside their range. So to give us just an update, and I'm going to, after 4th of July, after next week, we're going to get them all back here, because I never do that to guests. I had him and his whole crew, like 6 people came here, a bunch of experts, filmmakers, scientists. We rented an Airbnb so we could do interviews and do big shoots and do demonstrations. And then I had that family emergency. But so just to give us a little prelude and a snapshot of the latest developments is our special guest, Jesse Beltran. And, of course, Jesse's a great patriot. And you know, Jesse was EMT, firefighter, paramedic out in California decades ago and began to run into these weird cases and people that were implanted and then was confirming it and they got the machinery and was proving it all. And then decades later, he's one of the leading experts, been all over the world, testified to governments, you name it. Mind Nexus Live, mindnexuslive.com. And then Matt Hazen, who's really a smart guy, I've been working with him and other scientists, is going to pop in with us as well. But I want to do hours and hours and hours deep dive last week. That's coming in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. So Jesse Beltran, great to have you here. We've had limited time, but with all the updates, the public waking up, people really getting this now, now's the time for people to receive this information, not just the past, but the latest. So try to give us a synopsis of where we are right now, because the enemy's moving out quick, aren't they?
Well, that's for sure. And you can't even make this stuff up anymore, Alex. You know, I'm being told that next week that Ana Paulina Luna is, that hearing is back on. But, you know, I need to confirm that, because if it is, then I have a feeling they are going to be overwhelmed. They're at the early onset in early 2010, the Presidential Bioethics Commission had their first hearing, and they had their hearings open to the public at the time, and they were not expecting over 350 public testimonies, including a gentleman by the name of Dr. John Hall was there, who did a phenomenal presentation about what was happening non-consensually and the experimentation that was going on U.S. civilians then. And then subsequently after that hearing, they stopped allowing public testimony at the Presidential Bioethics Commissions. Strangely enough, I was invited in 2011 to attend the Presidential Bioethics Commission in San Francisco at the university there, UCSF Teaching Hospital. And I was going to be allowed to ask a question, and all of the major networks were there. My assistant was there, and I had her write down this particular question. And what that hearing was about was the Human Genome Project. And subsequently enough, Francis Collins was the director of an agency that was heading up similar research, who he is now, has been, the director of the NIH for some time during the Obama administration. But during that hearing, they were discussing why it was important to not only master the human genome, but basically the genome of every living organism on the planet. And they were talking about the importance of their experimentation. And then my question was this: I understand the importance of your experimentation, but what safeguards are you putting aside when you're...
Jesse, hold on just a second. Your Zoom broke up for a minute. A few seconds cut out. You said, what safeguards, and it cut out.
Okay. I apologize. I'm in a hotel right now.
No, you're fine. Start over. Go ahead.
I'm back on. And so when it came time for my question to be aired, it was censored. It was completely ripped up. And my question was this, though, exactly that. What safeguards are you putting aside for when your experimentation goes wrong? And it was completely torn up. And immediately, Amy Guttman, who is now the ambassador to Germany for the U.S., she was the head at the time, and she said this statement, that they are the top 1% of the elite 1% that should be deciding what should happen to us and what we do to our bodies. And she followed up with this statement, because we are too dumb to decide what's best for us. And that is the mentality of those that they are the elites in leadership, and that are in control. What we are seeing with those MKUltra files that were confiscated under Tulsi Gabbard's leadership, and she's supposed to be the boss, their boss of the CIA, and those files were confiscated, and you know, and you have to wonder why. And the reason is, and we all know this now, that under the Obama administration, it was clearly made legal to experiment on U.S. citizens without their consent, as long as it didn't exceed minimal risk criteria under Section 3024 of the 21st Century Cures Act. And I know you recite other laws and legislation that has been put forth, so that this
U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, that since the 80s says that you can do no secret experimentation on American people unless it's for law enforcement or research purposes, including lethal. And then by the mid-2000s, they changed that, but then they put it into other codes. So, yes, license to kill is in there.
Correct. And, you know, prior to MKUltra, you had Project Paperclip, where we talk about where they brought over the 1,600 Nazi scientists over to the United States, gave them complete immunity and new identifications so they could work for us and do research. So, you know, it doesn't take much of a whiz brain to figure out if you're going to bring over those type of personnel to continue the types of non-consensual experimentation that they were basically torturing and completely deforming and just doing some horrific things during World War II to people they had captured. But we are not immune to it. There was just an article that was released.
Well, we're not just immune. They took all that technology, 36,000 Nazi scientists, and brought them over and put them in charge of everything. So it's not that we're Nazi. It's that the Nazis got eugenics from us and the British. They came out of the Nuremberg trials. They took it to a next level, and then we grabbed their brain trust of not just rocketry and weapons, but mind control, what they called mind war or info war. It's what the British call it, and brought it over here. That's all on record.
Yep. All of that is on record. And if you think the behavior is going to change, you know, I've got some swampland to sell you. But here's where we're at. What was really unique? What was the whole goal? And, you know, where it began was the whole goal was to take an adversary or an asset in a foreign agency or a foreign country and turn them into a Manchurian candidate, so an assassin, turn them into unknowing spies. We were experimenting not only with shock therapy, drugs, we were experimenting with hypnosis. And what I am surprised as I'm doing, continuing the research, and all of this information is really, really starting to come out, is how important it was to use hypnosis along with drug therapies. They were actually making drugs that would induce altered states or hypnotic states.
Well, let me just back you up. It is known that all of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, brought out in the late 80s, put you in a close to dreamlike state. They're in a hallucinogen class. They make you highly suggestible, but without even the drugs, massive TV watching has not just lowered the time of people's attention spans less than 12 seconds, less than a goldfish that's 14. That's on record, folks. Look it up. Without even drugs, much of the public is in a close to dreamlike waking state beyond highly suggestible, the same thing that a hypnotist puts people into. So that's a fact. So that when we say wake the public up, we literally mean wake them up.
I am a certified master hypnotist, and I became that because of this research that I have been doing. I had been noticing that all of the victims that I've come across over the last 20 years, that a lot of the professionals, people who had million-dollar businesses, doctors, chiropractors, you name it, were completely losing everything overnight. And what I noticed about them is they were highly suggestible. And so 30% of the population, the world population, are what we call physical suggestibles. And back in the early days, they really had this belief system that not everyone can be hypnotized, but that is not correct. Everyone can be hypnotized as long as you have an IQ greater than a third grader. Now, there are two types of suggestibility. There are the physical suggestibles, which I just described, and then there are the emotional suggestibles. And there's a difference in how they receive language and how they get put into altered states. And those altered states are done, for example, the physical suggestibles, you can give a direct command. That's why
I had a really great girlfriend that I dated from high school off and on till I was about 25. And we'd break up for a year, come back. But when she went on Prozac, the classic Prozac, she went from being really smart, really funny, but sometimes aggressive and argumentative to she would do whatever I told her, and she was like a zombie. And it made her even more promiscuous, but it was like she was a sex doll or something. And I was just like, it's a different person. And so I've never taken any of those drugs except when I was dating her. She moved down to Austin. I met her in Dallas in high school. For about 2 weeks or so, I started taking her Prozac, and I immediately, within a day or two, they say it builds up. I was taking a low dose. I was just like, it was like I wasn't there. It was kind of like when you've been daydreaming. It was like I was there, but my mind was behind my mind. And of course, I only took it off and on for a few weeks and stopped. I couldn't imagine if I was doing the full dose. It was incredible.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. It makes you completely apathetic, and you get this sort of disassociative condition and to where you become even more suggestible. And just engaging in normal conversation with someone could be an embedded command. And a clear example is this, and I use this quite often, when you look at someone and let's say they have, very attractive eyes, and you say, do you often get told that you have beautiful eyes? So what did I just say? And this is a perfect example on how easy it is, particularly if you're trained, on how to really bypass the conscious mind and embed a statement to the subconscious. If you slow down what I just said, beautiful lies. So really what I was asking, are you a person who lies? And
by the way, I'm not an expert in this like you, but they admit they do NLP training, a bunch of other stuff. NPR, they admit. In fact, I used to go on as a guest sometimes here in town, and they would tell me, well, we really can't have you on. You're too scratchy. You ought to go get some voice training. We can help you. You've got to talk calm. You've got to talk in a certain cadence. And you're the hypnotist. All of that is to basically lull you, isn't it? Like, oh, you're sleepy. When you listen to that, it sounds like a classic hypnotist, doesn't it?
Well, that is the traditional Hollywood style. Really, how you induce an altered state is to overload someone with message units. So if you look at what's happening in our society
today. So it's buzzwords.
Today,
it's buzzwords.
Buzzwords, but overstimulating the senses, because you can only, the human mind can only focus on a few things at one time. But when you start overloading it and getting it to multitask, there comes a point where it can no longer tolerate the inputs that are coming in. That is the goal when you want to achieve putting someone in an altered state. Then immediately what it wants to do is get out of that state. That is what the human mind does, the human consciousness does. And so the very next suggestion that you state, the subconscious will act upon it. It doesn't
discern. Hold on, Stanley, this is incredible. So you put them in it, then they want out, then you launch them on the mission with the next command. We'll be right back with Jesse.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its businesses?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there. But there are dozens and dozens of countries that have experienced it. And, of course, you have countries that have gone bankrupt like 6 or 7 times. I mean, not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else. Yeah. And I've always hoped that, the U.S. never does it. But we are not immune from it happening.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So the implications of that are bond market is toast. because the value of bonds, the price of bonds comes down as interest rates rise. The inverse is also true. When interest rates come down, the value of bonds goes up. So as you raise interest rates, the value of bonds comes down. Who's allocated into bonds? The bond market is way larger than the equity market, the stock market. So you've got pension funds that are allocated into bonds, right? Anybody that's on a fixed income, banks are allocated into bonds. Consider this, an insurance company. Most insurance companies across the country are allocated about 90% into the bond market with their internal portfolios. What does an insurance company do? It pays beneficiaries when people die, right? So if the asset that they have to sell to pay those beneficiaries is coming down in price, this is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything, and on the banking
system. And let's be clear, though, a dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed.
Yeah, because that was our get-out-of-jail-free card, right? We could print as much money as we want, and everybody around the world still needed the U.S. dollar. If you don't have reserve currency status like every other country, other than the one that has reserve currency status, when you print excessively, people no longer want your currency. Don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. So you can roll over your IRAs. You have an old 401k, roll that over. Your brokerage accounts, take delivery of it at home or store it at a depository. If you don't want to take delivery of it at home, we'll walk you through that, answer your questions, make sure that you feel comfortable with everything, because it's ultimately your decision. We're just here to help guide and go on this journey with you. 1,000-ounce bars of silver, 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars, or 1-ounce generic refinery rounds.
But then you can roll over the financial instruments, too.
1-ounce gold bars or kilo bars, IRAs. If it has IRA in the name, simple, SEP, Roth, traditional, inherited, we can do that. Or you can do just a brokerage account that you just wire as funds, and it's a non-IRA account.
Is it wholesale? And are they buying it back with no cost? No fee. This is the place to go. And we'll get into gold and silver as well. Dr. Kirk Elliott, KEPM.com/gold. That way they know it comes from us. So it supports the broadcast. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900. Call and get a free consultation. Or sign up for email. They'll call you back. They can also roll over a lot of financial instruments. This is the place to go. KEPM.com/gold. So gold and silver is the way to go. The best investment for the last 2+ years. And you just check the wholesale price every day. That's what you get it for. You sell it back. For no cost, nobody else of any size does that. That's real. It's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com.
From Wes Craven, director of A Nightmare on Elm Street, comes a story of the forbidden world between life and death.
No! There's a door to the mystical. You just walked through it.
Somebody brought him back from the grave. And I want to know how they did it.
Death is not the end.
I'll take your soul.
You think you can take these people's secrets? Some just walk away.
In the shadows of the imagination lies the ultimate nightmare.
Don't let them bury me. I'm not dead.
The Serpent and the Rainbow.
Scopolamine, Devil's Breath. That movie came out in the late 80s. It's based on composite true stories. Now you see the thousands of cases in Latin America, South America mainly, where prostitutes will blow some of this in somebody's face or feed it to them and then control them for days or weeks, getting all their credit cards, their numbers. In some cases, they'll say, now, here's a revolver, blow your own head off, and they'll do it. That's a drug that takes control of your will. And notice they do it in voodoo because if you go back to the occult and ancient secret societies all over the world, those were systems of using drugs and torture and sex to control people. The ninja were controlled for that and trained for one assassination. They would then commit seppuku and kill themselves. And they would never even know who hired them through the secret society. So imagine the technology that's here now. This is just a primer for when Jesse Beltran and Matt Hazen and the other great filmmakers and researchers come here sometime after the 4th of July holiday, and we'll be here live next week. I'm going to do live on July 4th. It's the 250th anniversary. I mean, I'm going to do it from my house, or I might go to my parents' ranch. They want to shoot off fireworks and stuff, but they got good internet. We got Starlink out there in the middle of nowhere. So I'll be doing a show that July 4th as well. I'll be gone some, but on air just remotely. But those guys, I want to get them in town after that to do what we were going to do. I'm talking about we're going to take probably 6-7 hours because there's so much to go through it all properly here. This is just a little prelude of what's going on. Jesse Beltran, I want to bring in Matt Hazen here and his great research and the folks he's working with and you. And I want to talk about when you scanned us here, 6 months ago and what you found in the Navy SEAL versus a citizen, what you predicted you'd find in me versus others. Other third parties, governments, universities have duplicated what you've done with them in Faraday cages, very advanced systems, very advanced Faraday cages. It's amazing. But just looking at the serpent and the rainbow point I just made, I think that's pertinent for people to understand even what ancient technology can do, Jesse.
Absolutely. And what basically the MK Ultra program is about, all it's done is just morphed into something stronger, bigger, better with technology. And the bottom line though is that we are now facing a paradigm shift in the human experience and where what we perceive as freedom, will no longer exist. Once they conquered the human brain and the subconscious as a whole, utilizing technology, the future of your children's cognitive freedoms is done. And this is why it's important that everyone wakes up now. Francis Collins, there's a reason. Each one of these individuals, the Faucis of the world, the Francis Collins of the world, they were all already rehearsing the pandemics. In that video, he talks about UBOs, unidentified bright objects. Do you want one in your brain? Well, you might. And then he goes on to say, well, then we're going to have to decide, well, who's the one that gets the chip to be a sanitation worker? Who's the one who gets the chip to be a police officer? Who's the one who gets the chip to be a scientist?
And this is a long time ago. I mean, this clip's decades old, correct?
Yes, that was done in early 2005. Mm. And in that, Senator Joe Biden, during the confirmation hearings for Justice Roberts,
he says, in the near future, you will decide whether we all have to take chips.
Correct.
Yeah, let's play
those
clips.
Whether it's legal.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. And whether it's legal or not, whether it will be constitutional or not to track someone with one of these biochips.
Let's play those clips. Let's play those clips back to back. Here they are. By this commission.
MRI scans often give things you didn't expect.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Neuromarketing, a little scary concept there, trying to assess when people are responding effectively to certain kinds of advertising or branding.
And Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make.
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix, graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
Correct. And These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. And now you have the graphene oxide, the silicon based materials that have been we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015. You know, when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to, once they're in a host, how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard Colin saying 21 years ago, that, oh yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha ha ha, wonder to put in there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away, not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more, scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned. Then you scan the clip I wanted was Sean Johnson, if we can get that. It'll be on X, on Real Alex Jones, Sean Johnson. Then to scan a Navy SEAL, and it's way off the charts, as you predicted, and you even know where these things then congregate and how they congregate there. Here I am being scanned by Jesse Beltran.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting that at the, you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area.
You got him too, buddy.
And the lower lumbar.
Got us.
And again, what we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff. And again, it says silicone-based. The apex. And the abdomen. And again, silicone-based. So
what does that say? Comparable or less?
Well, you know what? If we were to do a thorough exam, which takes a little bit longer, we would want to do the RF scan with the JM20 Pro first. Then we would come back with the frequency reader to obtain the numerical frequencies that we're detecting. And that would complete the whole process.
Do you have to take them out in order to get that numerical number?
No, we can detect it remotely.
Now, I noticed on you have the profile of different people. Did my profile pick up like a soldier's or somebody else's?
Very typical of the civilian.
Yeah.
You gonna bring that next time you come?
So why do you find over and over, he showed it earlier, why do you find soldiers have this particular pattern? We don't know.
Don't know. All we can say is that we can typically see what that pattern's based on the study. I don't have to know anything about the person. I can look at the profile and say, well, this is probably a soldier, or this is probably someone who was.
And what are you finding with the State Department and CIA folks you've scanned?
Very typical of what we would find on a soldier. So.
Well, this sounds alien to me. And again, we have the scans. We'll find it and put it in post because we're live now. Sean Johnson being scanned, and it lights up like a Christmas tree, which he finds with most special operations people. I want to bring in Matt Hazen right now, founder and CEO of Human Consciousness Support. And we're going to put on screen, and I am plugging this right now, that from your own research, and Matt Hazen's a scientist that developed this, and you've found it in yes, we're selling it. It's known that there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health, what it's done is absolutely insane. Get masterpiece.com. Explain to us. Let's bring Matt Hazen in here, that scientist that developed this, why this zeolite is so special, and I believe is the best zeolite out there. It's not just zeolite. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, getmasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special, And you guys have done it. You've got the videos on the site where it shows somebody lighting up a Christmas tree, third parties doing it with these scanners. And then 3 months later after this, you know, it's down by 80, 90% sometimes completely. What it's doing, because, I mean, I've had sponsors for 30 years on air with zeolites. People might not know what those are. We'll tell them. But why this is so special. But obviously zeolites, period, are good for this. But why this is different than all the other zeolites and, you know, patented and so special. So Matt Hazen, thanks for being here. Fill us in on this. And I want Jesse to talk about the experiences he's had with Masterpiece.
Zeolite, yeah, thanks, Alex. Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. So now zeolite, it is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body, but just sending it in by itself, as it is a big help, it's nothing like what the formula is that comprises Masterpiece. Masterpiece is the highest grade, and it's identical. We call it sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. And what we do is zeolite is what's called a carrier, okay? We call it a binder and a chelator, but it's a carrier, and this is what I mean by it. We know that zeolite will grab a toxin and carry it out of wherever it's at. Yes, it will magnetically neutralize that positively charged toxin, and then it will magnetically escort it out of the body. But it also can carry in minerals. And so when we're talking about what I would call like an organic or nature-based delivery system, we're not talking about the synthetic mRNA delivery system. We're talking about nature's answer to the problem, which is this, folks. They're putting a grid on Earth with all these data centers that is connecting human beings and all other life into a system that can be controlled by a very select few. We know that from Agenda 2030. Well, the most important part of that system is us individually, us as human nodes, us being able to be connected because of all the graphene oxide.
Hey, Matt, I want people to be able to see you. Will you center your camera? You're kind of off frame here. Just center your camera for me. A little bit of a neurotic right thing here about that. Yeah, a little more. Right, yeah, that's good. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, the other way.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Start over.
Is it like this?
Yeah, that's okay. That's good. Go ahead.
Awesome. So what we're dealing with is we have a serious mineral deficiency in all of our bodies. Our biology is, guess what, everybody? You're 99.7 or 8% minerals and water. Okay. You're mineral deficient because toxins are in place of those minerals. Toxins right now in your body is taking up the place of those minerals, causing disruption and negative effects to every part of health that you can imagine. So what Masterpiece does in a way that has never been done before with the formula is we get the zeolite down to the atomic level, smaller than the nanometer sized level. And then we join it up with the sea minerals. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer size clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the minerals. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction. And what we see from the third-party clinical studies that we've completed, we've used Jesse Beltran for our latest study, which was testing the synthetic silicon-based resonance, which is what we just seen you, Alex, and Sean Johnson getting studied for. But what we see is this, guys. We see a real proven antidote that the highest levels of science will back up and credify because everything we're doing is published in double-blinded, peer-reviewed articles. Glyphosate levels. Glyphosate just got a green pass to be able to harm all of us the same way Big Pharma can. Guess what? Glyphosate is going to destroy the cellular membranes and make it where the radiation can make it into your body. The 6G smart grid can make it deeper into your body. And what Masterpiece is going to do in the 27 people cohort group is get 70% of the glyphosate levels out of your blood cells in 90 days, which is what we proved in our study of 27 people. And this is irrefutable. Aluminum is destroying our autism rate is up through the roof. It's a terrible adjuvant. We did a study, the same exact cohort group that we used for glyphosate showed an 80% reduction in aluminum. So guys, look, we know that if we take 80% of this cyborg computer transhuman biosystem that they created in their brain initiative, and if we can give ourselves masterpiece with guys, we're talking about a dollar a day formula, not something that was made by me and the other creators for profit, for gain. Our world, we are in peril. We need to save
our lives. Let me say this right now. David Hogg, the former head of the DNC, if you can believe that, and total piece of garbage, your dad, FBI agent, you know, total propagandist. Many years ago, he came out on C-SPAN and on CNN. He goes, if you notice, Alex Jones runs a really covert scam. He says there's poison and chemicals in the water, and then he sells you water filters. No, I'm openly saying it's like if I was an outfitter for gold miners during the gold rush in Alaska, and I'm selling coats and waterproof boots and pickaxes. I'm going to want to sell good boots, good water, proof stuff, good coats and good supplies at a good price. I want to have the biggest dry goods store, you know, before you go into the Klondikes. It's the same thing. I've sold forever gravity-fed filters that have the highest quality that cut out all the lead, mercury, arsenic, atrazine. I talked about it decades ago. I was a kook, but it was in all the documents. All the elites have always been filtering their water. So, yeah, I sell you something I use. I sell you something's the best. I sell you something that helps you. That's the biggest thing you can do is filter your water, get all the bad stuff out, then put good things in you that pull the bad stuff that's already out. Don't eat processed foods. Yes, I openly sell things that people really need. I won't sell a supplement or a product unless it blows people away. And the only thing I know that is up there with methylene blue for the results that are so easy to see is Masterpiece. Immediately within a week of taking it, what you guys said, these wild dreams, it was like about a month in, because this never happened in my life. But when I was a teenager, I would have, you know, like blackheads come out and stuff. It would be like I'd be, after exercise, I would have like grains of like grit coming out, toxins, and it smelled like metal. And then I'll be quite honest. I said, well, let me just take a bunch of this. I all of a sudden had like green pee, and stuff was coming out of me. And I know what zeolites do. I know forever, you know, 100 years ago, doctors, if somebody had mercury poisoning, they'd say, take zeolites. But this is a known thing. Yours is just so much better because it doesn't just go in and take stuff out. It then brings in the good minerals behind it and does this electrochemical reaction. I'm not sure how it works, but yes, I only sell stuff that blows people away, and then it funds the network, the operation, exposing the next pandemic, exposing the mind control, battling the globalist. Everybody needs to go to getmasterpiece.com where you get 10% off by using that URL automatically when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. Getmasterpiece.com. You absolutely need to take this. Now, on average, what's so easy, if people take our bovine colostrum, it takes 2 weeks to a month people to see skin, hair, nails, all that. It's incredible. But everybody already knows about bovine colostrum. I'm not selling something people don't already know about. This is just best private label. Everybody knows the water's toxic now. That's a no-brainer. But ultramethylene blue hits in 30 minutes for almost everybody, so it's the easiest thing ever energy-wise. People just know, and they can read the studies. It's good for you. Great for you. But with zeolites, on average, I know it varies person to person, with this type of special zeolite, a masterpiece, what should the average person expect? Are there any, should they talk to their physician? Is there anything bad to interact with? Because with methylene blue, it's so good at psychoathic, you can't take it if you're on SSRIs, you'll jump off a building or you'll go crazy. I mean, so this is real stuff we're selling. Is there any counteractions? Should you talk to a physician? And what does the average person experience? What should they expect? Depending
there
on how
isn't any there isn't any reactions, Alex. And the reason why is because zeolite is a sea mineral that is inert. And what it means is the body doesn't know what to do with it. And so when you take it and we get it down to such a small size that it gets into your pituitary, pineal gland, your brain, past your blood-brain barrier, whatever we want to call that. And so when it gets down there, if it was going to be affecting people, we would be seeing the normal kind of Herxheimer reactions, things like that. And instead, we've completed different third-party lab tests, and this is all available online that is right there on our website. We have a current study of 350 people, Alex, 350 people in 22-plus countries. And what we are showing is the most amazing, miraculous, significant purging and detoxing of the toxic heavy metals that we're testing for, including aluminum, mercury, lead, in a way that the people, the hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners that are looking at it, have never, ever seen results.
Have you heard this? I forgot to ask you. Have you heard when people are on it a few weeks, the like grain, it's not like oil, grains of like stuff that smells like metal comes out.
Yeah. I used to post videos when I first started with Masterpiece, when we first opened up, and I would post about 2 minute videos of my legs, because your skin is your third kidney. And if it is actually releasing the inside stuck toxins from your body, then you are going to, what you think is your skin being agitated with eczema or something from the outside, is your body, is your skin trying to release it from the inside. I would literally pick off 150 moles off my legs. I would say, here's another one gone. Here's another one.
Okay. I never knew that. Okay. Cause that happened to me and I didn't want to gross people out. But I've never in my life had, like, it felt like little grains of sand on my legs and head were coming
off.
Better
out than in, Alex. Better out than in.
So that's the zeolite, pulling it out in the blood, and then it's excreted out of your skin. I want to go back to Jesse Beltran. Jesse, you're out there for decades researching this. It's all come out now. How did you run into these guys? And then how did you guys discover that when you do the scans, you've shown demonstrations after months on this, the scans go down massively, sometimes to zero. How did you discover this, and then how is it doing it with the nanoparticles they put in us?
Well, I can say this. I've been in this investigation mode for 20 years now, documenting cases for people who have been suffering from this. And I've had all kinds of companies come to me and say, can you please promote this product for your clients? And I'm not someone to promote anything unless they can prove it to me. Show me the data, show me it works. And whenever someone brought anything to me, I always tested it with our equipment, and they would claim that they could block RF emissions and so forth. And it was always BS. And so Matthew was introduced to me about his product, saying that they actually had lab studies that showed that the graphene oxide would decrease if you were taking the Zeolite Z product. And they were showing great results. So Matt introduced me to his head researcher, Carolyn Mansfield out of the UK. And we spoke for quite some time, and they showed me the data, because you follow the data. The data paints the picture and tells the truth, if it's not manipulated. And so when they showed me the results, I had already, without them knowing, been recommending that some of my clients start taking it. And immediately my clients were saying, Jesse, we're seeing anywhere from a 50 to 70% reduction in our symptoms. And so I was optimistic. And I had not shared this with Matthew or his team.
By the way, I just remembered you got those MI6 whistleblowers too. They told you similar things, that when they've been implanted with this by the government and it got out of hand, they were taking similar things, right?
They were taking silicates, and that's what zeolite is. It's a form of silicate, okay? And so I
hold on, stay there. We'll do 5 more minutes, and then you got to come to town in 2 weeks from now to do 2 days on air and special reports. We got to do the deep dive on everything. We've only scratched the surface, and we got another huge guest coming up. Stay with us. Years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural, clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken,
yes,
or they can be stacked together with Methylene Blue. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken Ultramethylene Blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. More energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 to stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's Ultramethylene Blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make.
We have the Power Plant bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that power plant formula combined with the methyl drive and the methylene blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the methyl drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the power plant. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the methylene blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I remember being a little kid, and my parents had some friends that had a National Geographic contract, and they had a big university contract back in Belize when nobody was down there, and they were, it was a dirt runway at Ambergris Key. That's a huge tourist spot now. I was there about a decade ago. You know, big hotels, professional airport, everything. And we were staying, we went down there, my parents were down there a lot, but I went down there three times, and we'd stay like a week and a half in the summer. They'd go out, they were studying grouper and other fish, we were scuba diving, spear fishing, everything, but it was magic. Like Swiss Family Robinson, no electricity. And I remember we marched one day like 3 hours into the jungle to go see some pyramids, old pyramids. And we got into this type of ivy that's way worse than poison ivy. And when it flared up that night, they just called one of the natives over named Yuck. His name was Yuck. And he had a bag of leaves that was another plant that you would rub on it, and it just made it completely go away. Huge, you know, red spots, way worse than poison ivy, just in a few hours. It's the same thing. God gives us things in nature that counter what the globalists are doing. I think that's the best way, Matt Hazen in closing, and Jesse Beltran to describe this, is what you guys have done, this particular formula that everybody needs to get, even if you've not been exposed to nanotech, even if this isn't going on with you, which most people haven't now. It's in the food, the water, the air, you know, the electrochemical stuff, the chemtrails, the aluminum dioxide, the nanotech. Everybody needs to do this as a detox, period, with all the chemicals in the food and water. Is that an accurate statement, Matt Hazen and Jesse Beltran?
Absolutely. I would totally agree with that, Alex. And the good thing about with Masterpiece is for around a dollar a day, you're getting all of the toxins. Zeolite, especially when it's down to this small of a size and carrying in the minerals, it's going to the deepest part of your body. And so people that take 10 drops a day of Masterpiece can all expect that their dream vividness, their dream lucidity, those things, that's your pineal gland, which is responsible for your serotonin, which is going to be your childlike joy that you're going to be feeling across the board. Basically, anybody taking Masterpiece goes through huge bouts of like, wow, I just haven't felt this good for a while. And it's your body screaming, keep going, you're depoisoning me. And so our dream state, the REM sleep, the deepness of sleep, our connectivity, the clarity of your mind to be able to critically think, because guys, they're trying to turn us into cyborgs, and that same stuff, that graphene oxide, those semiconductive paramagnetic materials that go into any type of computer that they're trying to put in you and is in you and is testable and measurable. Guess what? Around a dollar a day, you're going to get it out, testably proven. It's far faster than it's coming back in. So they don't have you connected to their Internet of Things and to their wide body area network. They've spent trillions of dollars to try to get you against your personal sovereignty and autonomy to be connected into a system that one day they're just going to turn on. And then 500 million of us will be lost to a zombie apocalypse. And I'm telling you, Masterpiece right now, in the highest levels, we have beta tested it. We stress tested it. We've never run from a clinical study. We've always videoed it. This is a formula meant for all to save humanity. This is a formula that has nothing to do with companies trying to make money and sell snake oil. This is so that my kids, my kids' kids, and all of your kids' kids can be able to hold up against this tyranny of these psychopaths that want to bring in this dystopian world that they have been talking about.
That's right. It reminds me of the Kingsman Order number 66, all of that. We'll talk to you soon. Get Masterpiece.com, 10% off using that URL. Use it right now. And it funds everything, and it's so good for you. 360 win. Closing comment, Jesse Beltran.
No, the bottom line is Matthew and his team, and I was the skeptic, were able to prove that the Zeolite Z does work. Never before in 20 years have I seen the type of reduction in the type of silicon harmonics that we were testing for both at baseline and 60 days later. And for the first time ever in 20 years, we started to see locations that would come up positive disappear. I've never seen that done. Alex, as always, thank you for the opportunity to come on your show. I have to hop off real quick because I got to get on another show. But I look forward to seeing you when I'm back out there in Austin.
Let's try to set it up week after next. How's that sound?
Okay, we'll make it happen.
Fantastic. Okay, love you guys. Thank you so much. All right, Gerald Morgan coming up. Stay with us.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and people of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of those in control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Fortune tanto popolera, si latibus ocellis, fortune amici popolera, sutra di fratellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So multiple times he said all of Lebanon must burn. Are you talking about killing more innocent civilians? I'm just making sure that I'm completely understanding. You're talking about killing Christians as well? I have a particular problem with that on top of the fact that there are a bunch of innocent civilians that you're talking about. All of Lebanon. So for every tier of an Israeli woman, they need to have 1,000 Lebanese women. Is that a proportional response to what's going on over there? You really think that's going to, like, ratcheting up the body count is going to win you what you're looking for? If you're looking to make sure the security of your citizens, the lives of the people within your borders are made better and secured and able to exist at all, you probably don't want to piss off the rest of the world and push them past kind of the final straw. I don't know what leg you think you have to stand on to speak like that, especially right now when the United States of America has, right or wrong, supported you in almost every way possible for many, many, many decades. In fact, the only reason that you exist in the first place, as Donald Trump rightly said, is because of the United States of America, period, full stop. You would not be a country without us. And that's great. You don't have a right to exist, Israel. Neither does the United States. It's yours if you can keep it. Okay? It's yours if you can keep it. And what you have done as a strategy for decades and decades and decades is made sure that because you can't keep it yourself, that you had enough friends that could help you keep it. And you're about to lose them. You're about to run out of people willing to help you because, and I want you to hear this, you look like murderous animals when you speak like that. And I don't want to hear, like, well, they stuff this stuff at us too. Yeah, I understand that. That's why proportional response is a thing. That's why defending your borders is a thing. Burn all of Lebanon? Let's just play this forward. Let's say that you absorb all of Lebanon into Israel. Who's next?
Yeah, Turkey.
Syria? And say you absorb all of Syria. Who's next? You think your opposition is going to go away just because you happen to swat a problem over here? You think they're all going to just call it a day and go home? You need to learn that this is a tough world to live in with that kind of an attitude and no friends. And you're about to find out very quickly that you're running out of patience from the American people and certainly from the world. I doubt that they're still on your side at all. And people like me that think it's a good thing that Israel exists, but that it has a lot of problems, we're going to be put in a position where we go, yeah, I get it. I understand why. With stuff like that, when we're trying to negotiate peace, doesn't seem like you want peace. Doesn't seem like if Netanyahu goes through with that he wants his term to end because he's really afraid of what happens when the legal system gets a hold of his ass. You're about to find out what the world looks like without friends. And I pray that that is not the sentiment of leadership in Israel. And that sane people will stand up and condemn you for the murderous, callous coward that you are.
He's talking about the head of national security and over their intelligence agencies, Ben Gavir, in Israel. All right. It's so important because I've known Gerald for a long time. We're good friends. He's a great producer, great co-host with Steven Crowder. And they just do such due diligence and research. They break so many original huge stories and investigations right up there with the, great folks at OMG Media, James O'Keefe. But they do funny pieces, serious pieces. I mean, they're just so prolific up in Dallas. And I am not anti-Israel. I am certainly understand that Islam is a cancer and the Quran is a battle plan to take over. I went to a lot of Sunday school, so I know when somebody knows what they're talking about. Gerald also is quite the theologian. And so I really respect him. And you have the Red-Green Alliance that says kill all the Jews, and they secretly have tails that they hide, forked tails. You have kind of the Mondami crowd globally, ally with the left. And then you've got, people that are just don't care about Israel and are sick of it. And then you've got people that are Christian Zionists, just think you've got to do anything Israel's leadership say or you're going to hell. Then you've got all the Nazis that just are obsessed with Israel all day. Then you've got a lot of Jews and people, that are more liberal and are actually Israel haters or, want a two-state solution. But it comes down to, are you for the Muslims or for the Jews? Well, Israel's not going anywhere. They got nuclear weapons. I don't want to destroy Israel. I also don't want them to create refugees that come here. And I don't want to see exterminate little kids just because you're getting Hamas and Hezbollah and now blowing up all these Christian areas of Lebanon. And then in Israel saying, no, it's about greater Israel. We can't sign on to that. We certainly can't backstop it with our military and our money. And it's just immoral. So I've been criticized a lot over the years because I'm exposing the globalists, and a big piece of the group doing that makes it all about Jews as, oh, I work for Israel and all this other crap, which is ridiculous. I've been attacked a lot by those lobbies because they don't want nationalists, some of those lobbies. But when Gerald, who I would call I don't think he would call himself this, but let's just say you put him in that basket, at least at some level, is a highbrow, at least in the past, Christian Zionist, and that he's a Christian that supports Israel's existence. But when Israel goes so mad dog and is so destructive of its own existence by its behavior, now Israel admits they're an existential threat, no matter how much money, hundreds of millions a month they spend in propaganda, it's not working. And they keep doubling down, and they drug us into this war. They admit they did, and now they're saying Trump is bullying Israel by not letting them run our policy. And they're coming into the defense bill to try to merge with us. It's a problem, and Israel has made itself front and center. So that's quite the intro to Gerald, and he sent other topics to get into as well. But when you've got Gerald Morgan coming out and saying, I can't sign on to this, you better stop, you're destroying yourself and doing immoral things, I won't be part of it. Within the groups that support Israel, you've got people that are doing it just because they're getting money, people because their preacher told them to, and they mean well, Christian Zionists, and aren't highly informed, because by now they'd be getting off the train, until it corrects, at least. And then you've got just some of the hardcore Zionists that are manipulating Christians and Jews in general for more power and control, because Netanyahu knows he's facing prison. But what I've said is you're going to find out who's a real American patriot the last few months, for some of the pro-Israel folks that are going to have to come out against Israel, because what they're doing is wrong. Just because the Muslims are out of control and bad doesn't mean you get to act like them. You don't get to become Satan to fight Satan. That's injustifies the means. And you stare too long in the abyss, you become the abyss. Dance the devil, you become the devil. And so you see Gerald Morgan coming out when he did his critique, and I've seen some others. They are the most well thought out, eloquent, truthful, poignant,
versus some Nazi going, "Heil Hitler," and, you know, all of that, as if just because Israel's doing something bad now, that's good. Like, you're with the Muslims or you're with Hitler or you're with the Jews, when it's all so complex. No, I'm with America and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and the West and Christianity and real open free society. So, Gerald, there's my large intro. You are at G Morgan Jr., Big G Morgan Jr. on X. Everybody should follow you there. You do a superlative job of one of my favorite shows out there. Stephen Crowder's great 5-day a week morning program and all the other work you do. We salute you. So I want to spend a little bit of time on this and move into the midterms, yeah. Larger issues. Trump now, what are all the cat turds? People know who that is, who are on X. Nice guy, the quintessential, whatever the administration says, even if it's wrong, he goes with it. We're all traitors. Now, Trump sounds just like you and I and is saying this is out of control. You wouldn't be there if it wasn't for us. So, when Trump was calling me low IQ and fried, well, now he sounds just like me. So do we get a "see, we told you so"? And it wasn't just your bold comments 2 weeks ago. You've been getting more and more bold, as I have the last year, saying, "Hey, course correct. Hey, this isn't good for anybody." So Gerald, I just want to commend you for your work. And I think you've done the best job of anybody summing up the problem in Israel. So thank you so much, sir.
Absolutely, Alex. Well, I appreciate it. And I think really the through line is not a gotcha moment or we told you so or anything like that with President Trump, is that we've been trying to call balls and strikes from the very beginning. From the very beginning, Bingo. We've just been trying to say, here's something that is either good for the American people or not good for the American people. And there have been a lot of narratives that have been spinning up out there that don't call balls and strikes. And so I've literally, in the same day, Alex, I kid you not, and I'm sure you've dealt with this too, I've been called a Nazi sympathizer. And I've also been called a shill for Israel. And, of course, I should cash my check for $7,000, depending on what the post is. It doesn't seem to matter to most people what the truth is, what the actual evidence points to. You either get vilified for holding this position by one group or another group. And that's the same kind of thing that we've been dealing with as conservatives, as you know, people that would ostensibly be in the Republican voting bloc. At least we would vote for Republicans over Democrats in the elections.
Obviously.
With racism. It's the same thing. They just throw racism out as a term. It's like, well, now I have to shut up about some of the issues that I see that define our culture. Well, I'm not going to do that. And we've
exactly
known that we're not
going to
do that for
a
long time.
The Jewish lobby is not one conglomerate, but it's getting a conglomerate. They are using leftist Black Lives Matter tactics now against the Republican base, and it's backfired.
Yeah, it absolutely has. There has not been a more divisive issue, though, in my opinion. And maybe you could make the case with the Epstein files. Than Israel in the Republican Party. It doesn't really seem to be doing a whole lot to the Democrats. There are some fractures that have started with that, kind of the pro-Palestine kind of element of the Democrat Party and some of the people who don't really want to care about that because they're paid by AIPAC too, which we all agree is a really bad idea. AIPAC should either have to register under FAR or just completely be gone away with here in the United States. We should not have any foreign interest interfering in the politics of the United States across the board, whether that's Israel, Qatar, China, anybody else. But they've fallen kind of into that same trap that the Democrats wanted us to fall into. They wanted us to fight each other. They wanted us to make sure that we weren't focused on the agenda of this administration because we were so pissed off at one another and fighting one another over whether Israel was leading the dance or if Donald Trump is leading the dance.
And I totally agree. And Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro convinced Trump in the last 6 months to attack his base. Major mistake by Trump. Now he understands that.
Yeah, I think he lashed out. Listen, Donald Trump is one of those guys that it's either the very best thing on the planet or it doesn't exist. It's the very worst thing. There is no middle. He'd see ketchup and be like, "That's the best ketchup ever." It's just a packet you got from McDonald's, okay? But he's been that guy since day one. He's always been the salesman. And so when people come out and attack him and attack his position, and listen, you got to put yourself in Donald Trump's shoes. Back whenever he decided to go and bomb the nuclear facilities last year, last summer, around this time, getting pretty close to it, I think, or right around it. When he decided to do that, before he even did it, people were saying he was a traitor. People were saying that he should be 25th before he just went and bombed the nuclear facilities. So you got to understand.
I was in studio with you for all of it. And I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're right. I was in studio with you and Steve at the time, and I said, I respect you. You know, Gerald Morgan, I understand your view. I said, I believe it will lead into a larger war. That's what Israel wants. It was just limited to this. I agree with it. And I wish the Middles would go away. So.
Yeah.
But you made the point that was a good point. My issue is that clearly coming out, I didn't take the bait when Trump called me low IQ and all the rest of it. And I said, right. I still think he's overall good. All I said was when he said this civilization will end forever, never to return. It'll be a giant glowing, the whole country, a giant glowing crater was another comment. I said, if you really are going to nuke them, you need to be 25th Amendment. And if he was going to do that, he backed off of that. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I think you're 100% correct. And Alex, that's some of the criticism that I've gotten from people like, well, when Donald Trump says this, it's okay. But whenever Ben Gavir says this, it's all of a sudden a problem. I'm like, no, listen, if I thought Donald Trump for 1 second was serious, I would have had a huge problem with it. I didn't think for 1 second that Donald Trump was serious. He doesn't have a history of doing that to people. Israel does have a recent history of doing that in Gaza. Okay.
Lebanon.
Currently engaged in a conflict where they're taking land with ground troops. Israel is currently engaged in a conflict where they're taking land with ground troops in Lebanon. I took them much more at their word because I'm like, wait a minute. They've done it before. They're currently engaged in a way that would make sense from this weird kind of sadistic worldview, not mine, but there to do it.
And all their talking points, all their surrogates are saying, let's use nukes.
Yeah. And it doesn't make sense. Look, Israel's in a really tough position. Whether you like the idea of Jewish people having a homeland or not, I'm not a Zionist, just to be very clear. I've never been a Zionist, really. I've never thought that I had to support Israel or the nation state of Israel for the second coming of Christ to occur. And any Christian that holds that worldview, I would say, listen, you've been misled. We're at the very most, we are just observers in this process. Israel does have an interesting role in kind of end times prophecy. But outside of that, we're not supposed to make anything happen. I think people got that wrong.
And I think you've been clear about that. I wasn't trying to put you in that basket. I was saying someone that you could call a Christian Zionist, if you support Israel existing, they'll call you that.
And exactly.
I said, you're historical, more intellectual. I'm saying you better watch out when Gerald Morgan says you got a problem.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree with you, Alex. I don't think you were trying to lump me into that category. I know some people have, but I want people to understand, like, I understand that Israel has a problem. They've got people on their border that want to destroy them, period. And that's not going away. Like I said, when I said, you can't just take land and that be the way out of this. Like, you've got to find a way to have peace with people around you. And we're in the middle of a peace agreement. And there has been enough evidence to show that Israel doesn't want peace to make me go, this is just one more of those things that they're doing. And it is in the best interest of the United States right now for this not to go any further, because the only any further this would go is ground troops. That's it. That's all that's left on the table for us. You can't even nuke your way out of this, really, Alex, unless you're going to nuke Tehran. And then what do you think you've done? You've basically created an entire nation outside of the nuked zone that now hates America more than ever, plus everybody else in the world that would condemn us for it and hate us and want to take us out for doing something like that. So you can't even do that. It's ground troops. It's tens of thousands of casualties. And Israel can't do it themselves. And so you see Israel not wanting peace, doing more in Lebanon outside of what we just agreed to with Iran. And it really pisses me off because I'm like, that's American lives that you're putting on the line. I get you're in a tough spot. It doesn't mean that you can put tens of thousands of casualties on the table when it's not your guys. That's not your job.
I totally agree. And what do you make of Levin coming out? What do you make of Levin coming out last weekend and others saying, you Republicans, you don't bully us. And then all the newspapers and Miriam Adelson saying Trump stabbed us in the back. You got us into a war. The Pentagon said they probably wouldn't fall. They closed the strait. It's killing the economy. We'd have to have hundreds of thousands of ground troops. It's way worse than Iraq and Afghanistan combined. And as Trump said, we don't have the stomach for that. I certainly not. A new Vietnam on steroids. And then they're pissed that we're not going to just run off the edge of a cliff.
Mark Levin, I've got a one-way ticket to Israel for you. It seems that your interests are best served there. Maybe you should check it out. I'm tired of people like Mark Levin, and I'm tired of people like Ben Shapiro, and I'm tired of people that just constantly shill for Israel. There's a difference between shilling for Israel and dealing with the facts, dealing with evidence on both sides, no matter which side you come down on. They don't seem to do that. They just seem to push for more, 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 more. And Lizzie Graham, by the way, at the same time with that, talking about a deal and saying like, oh, it'd be interesting for me to see that deal. Congress obviously has to approve anything. It's like, who cares about you, Lindsey? I've never met in nature a Lindsey Graham fan, anybody that actually likes that guy. I'm ready for us to just go, yeah, these people don't matter anymore. We don't listen to these people anymore. They're not a part of our movement anymore, because you wouldn't be calling for a ground invasion in Iran if you're only thinking about America's interest.
And Gerald,
if you're putting Israel's interest in there, then okay, I see where you are, but there's a country for that and you can go live there. I'm sure they'd take you in.
And this war has been going for 120 days. All my predictions have come true because I was going off the Pentagon's own assessment. And when you pull back from this, Israel admits the world's turning against them. Nothing's working. So they say, spend more money on propaganda, increase our own weapons, do all of this. That's the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing, and you're going to get a different response. You're really good at walking through all the different pieces. You've done it on the show. I've watched. Why don't you, what do you think's going on with Israel, and why are they on basically a suicide mission? Why are they doing something so reckless? Well, what's going on?
Oh, Alex, I mean, you've dealt with something, I think, similar to this, what's going on over there. When you get attacked, one of the things that you do is you just kind of put your head down and do your work, right? Whenever they start coming after you, like, you understand that, okay, I'm going to get flack from people. I can't listen to every single comment or take it all to heart. I think they've had that on steroids right now, and I don't think that they've had anybody really call them out and check them in a way that matters. And really, it falls to the United States to be able to do that. And President Trump has started doing that in ways that really we haven't done for a very long time. We have historically checked Israel when they've done stuff in the past. There's definitely examples.
But I've never seen a U.S. president say what he said. He's lost a lot of faith and respect in the war hawk.
Right.
And you've got Vance saying, you better watch it. We're your only friend. You better be thanking us.
I mean, don't know what they're doing. Like they, you know, when Vance comes out and says what he says, that's big, right? But when Donald Trump, when you get the Maggie Haberman article that's been quoted by a lot of people, sometimes inaccurately, Donald Trump was basically like, yep, we can take out the Ayatollah. We can make it to where they can't have force projection in the region, which includes the nuclear weapon issue, but also their Navy and some other stuff. But a popular uprising and, a regime change war, that's farcical. That's literally what his advisors that were in the room when Netanyahu was making the case on those 4 points. That's what Donald Trump said at the very beginning.
And he admitted to Axios 2 weeks ago, he said they can keep the strait closed forever with their artillery and missiles right there. So he admitted that and now he wants to end the war to go back to the strait being open. Well, that's where we were before Israel drug us in on February 28th.
It is, but here's the thing. I don't fully believe that Israel drug us into that war. I think there's some evidence on the other side that we would have to deal with, but I understand why people do, and you can definitely make the case, right? So it's not out of the realm of possibility, but I'll tell you why I think that here in just a minute. But I don't want them to go back into a JCPOA type of deal. As many people like Dave Smith and all those guys who have talked about that deal, they're very smart people, and I think that he's well-meaning. But I don't like the idea that that was the gold standard of the deal. They didn't let us inspect all of these places. I think we had to give them something like 20 some odd days of advance notice before we were coming there. We couldn't make sure that we could actually inspect this regime, and it had sunset provisions, and we were just giving them money in the process. So I think what people need to realize is that we tried that before with North Korea, and where did that end up getting us? They just bought time, ended up with a nuclear weapon. Now we can't touch them, really, no matter what they do, for fear that they were just going to nuke South Korea.
Gerald, I 100% agree with you. And then when I would say this for years, people would say, oh, you're agreeing with Netanyahu, you're a traitor. I just call balls and strikes.
No.
From my sources at CENTCOM over 15 years ago, and now Iran admits it, they could put together the bombs for years. They just don't have the good delivery systems. Now they're getting the delivery systems or have them. And so that's why Israel's hysterical. Here's the problem. Pakistan says they'll nuke Iran if anybody will nuke Israel, and the U.S. if anybody nukes Iran. And in the Pentagon war games, it's just too dangerous. I think they're already to a North Korea point of we can't move against them because they have the bomb.
I mean, maybe we are, but we are in a position now that we've actually done something that lets us negotiate from a position of strength. And you may say, well, like, oh, they're closing the strait and they're hurting the economy. Yeah, they're going to kill themselves before they kill us. That hurts them, too.
No, I
massively.
Agree.
The United States has a lot of fallback positions. They're not all great. They don't come without pain. None of the progress that we have made as a country when dealing with global threats has ever come without pain. This idea that we could do that and just continue to have everything go up and to the right and our portfolios continue to grow and not have inflation and not have difficulty is just beyond me. I don't want it as much as possible, especially not if it's self-inflicted.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem. If Israel wasn't grabbing Lebanon and selling greater Israel, and now we're going to attack Turkey and Egypt next, and they weren't on TV saying we want to kill everyone, genocide, Amalek, then you could say, okay, it's just about Iran. But instead, Israel's running around wild-eyed saying we rule the world.
I think they're living off our credit card. and we're pretty much, as American citizens, we're tired of paying the bill. This is a very serious conversation that needs to happen. I think President Trump is probably best positioned of anybody that I have ever seen in my lifetime to have this kind of a reset. And that's the thing that everybody needs to take from this. There is a reset possible here that is not a generational reset. It is a multi-generational reset possibility. We've never had anything like this. I think now's the time. Don't kill the idea of President Trump and what he's accomplished in the process of trying to do that.
All right. We'll come back and tell you how to find Gerald Morgan. We got other topics we're going to hit as well. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. It's Friday. millions of ways for people to be culturally, spiritually, politically, environmentally engaged. And there are millions and millions of different programs and podcasts and radio shows and things around the world out of the 10 billion people on this planet. But on the record, what we've done at InfoWars, and this is just the second leg of that at alexjoneslive.com, has changed the world. Our guests, our callers, our researchers, our reporters, and my overall futuristic analysis and view of the destiny of humanity, which I don't claim to be 100% accurate, but it's definitely proven to be a good template to observe the world, has had a giant effect, and the globalist do not like it. So when you share that local AM and FM station that you listen to and tell those you share it with to share it, it changes the world. When you say this is a forbidden information at alexjoneslive.com that has the free audio and video feeds and archives and shows and articles, you are literally going in the face of the censors and the tyrants. You're changing the world. It seems simple. It seems little, but it's not, because we have millions of listeners and viewers. And if we can leverage that out to millions more and have them leverage it out, that creates the chain reaction. And all the great guests and hosts we've had on over the years who were already great, successful, they'll tell you how much more their shows blew up once they were on air here with this operation. We are here to get the next generation, black, white, old, young, to awaken to the epic time that we're all alive in right now and to take action. So your word of mouth is key, your prayer for the broadcast is key, and supporting us financially is so key. And we make it symbiotic, where everything you get at thealexjonesstore.com will empower you, will enrich you, and will be an adventure. The Patriot Apparel, some of the best designs ever, limited edition for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, are out right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this latest design, these limited edition, America, red, white, and blue on, sterling royal blue, 76, America 76, 250 years. That is a really cool shirt. I think it's going to be a bestseller. It just came out today. And all the other 250th anniversary limited edition shirts are available right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and check those out. And I thank you for your support. But wearing these out in public, meeting like-minded people, spreading the word, it's an adventure in and of itself, and it funds this operation, which is exposing the next pandemic, the next attempted lockdowns, the next big globalist war. You are financing your own future for a better future and better destiny when you keep this broadcast on the air. But you can also experience the info war on the ground wearing these great shirts. Also, we have the new dual carbon platinum gravity fed filter, the highest quality gravity fed carbon filters that are the highest rated, cutting out all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horrible forever chemicals that are out there. And it has the highest quality stainless steel. Nobody has got a filter with better filtration. It's the highest rated, and nobody has as beautiful a filter as this, and ours is way under the price of competitors that are crap. This is the best. It's a home run by Bigley, our sponsor. We're so proud of it. Here's the issue. 1,000 of these came in. It sold out in 3 days. They got a couple thousand more coming in like late next week. Those are pre-order right now. They're going to be sold out soon, and then I'm going to stop promoting it until they get even more in, because I don't like doing pre-order. But if you want to be at the head of the line to get these while you still can, and not have to wait a month or so after that, get your order in now, right now, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're on the site, check out all the other great Patriot apparel, the super high-quality, military-grade belts, all the great supplements and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Since Elon Musk posted it yesterday morning,
waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Citizen Vigilante, a B-movie. It's pretty good. It's not the worst movie ever made. For challenging political correctness and narrative lies, it's an A+. And on Rotten Tomatoes, it's got, as when I checked this morning, a 92% rating of fans and like a 5% rating of the Hollywood scum. There it is, 14.6 million views. It's just gonna be up there for a few more days. And it's based in reality. Upwards 89% of the rapes, the murders in Europe, in the UK, are the Islamicists, are the invaders. And it, but it's always, you know, like in Joker movie, it's white stock traders are going around killing people on trains. And the Joker's the hero and kills the evil white men. And this idea there's an epidemic of white people committing crime. And then now Germany's trying to ban it, restricting it. It's totally blown up in their face. So I was asking Gerald in the break, I said, what do you want to hit next? And he said, I want to talk about how the climate's totally changed, the political correctness, its spell's broken. And I was about to say, ooh, Megyn Kelly, who used to be one of them, you know, she just, I'm not putting her down, but clearly goes with the wind. And here she is. And then you got a Ben Shapiro, who obviously Crowder's exposed before anybody did. And oh, he was just, you know, mad. And no, he was right that they wanted to control him. And he said, hell no. And now look how they've imploded. I mean, it just shows people aren't buying inauthentic stuff anymore. And then I said to Gerald, my concern is, I'm not calling for censorship, is the edgelording by other people, not Kelly, that are literally Heil Hitler, F-U-N words, all this stuff. They have a right to say it, but that's playing in the divide and conquer of all that's going on. So give us your take on this, and I'll play the Megyn Kelly, because you read my mind. I was about to say this to you when you said it.
Listen, my take on what Megyn Kelly is saying, and she was responding to the Supreme Court decision that allowed, you know, the word temporary to actually mean temporary, and that temporary protected status could be revoked. And telling people, like, get out of our country. If you don't want to become an American citizen, you don't want to become American, then get out. And my response is like, listen, if you are critical of what she's saying there, you need to pay attention. This will only get worse if you keep going down this road. When people come to this country and have no desire to assimilate into becoming American and have no idea what it means to even
and
become American.
And they're brainwashed by the left, and they're brainwashed by the left to hate America and white people.
Totally, all the time, right? You see this with the World Cup, right? I don't want to make any enemies of people who think soccer is gay. It's probably gay, I understand that. But there's some things about the World Cup, especially when America's playing better than they should, that's fantastic. But when they're flying the Mexican flag, cheering for the Mexican team, but they are third generation American and their great, great, great grandparents maybe happen to come from Mexico, I'm like, where's the American flag in that? There has to be loyalty to America above all else, and understand that America is better than wherever you came from. Literally, wherever you came from, it's better. Fly only the American flag. Adopt American history and founding fathers as your history and founding fathers. Speak English. Learn and participate in our customs. Raise the next generation as only American, not hyphenated anything, just American.
And it's very
no
easy.
Ethnic enclaves.
I totally agree. It's so easy to blame all these invaders, and many of them are economic refugees from the lockdown. Some are good, some are bad. But it is the universities, it is the corporate media, it is Hollywood that has created this anti-American narrative. The NFL, take a knee, airing it, you know, the Black National Anthem. At the end of the day, that's who I really blame.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a culture of whatever. We don't want to be patriotic anymore. We don't really care about the United States. Spend 5 minutes in your country of choice, and then you will probably appreciate America like you never have in your life, right? You need to understand that what you have here, if you've never traveled outside of this country, what you have here is unique in human history. There's not any other place on the planet throughout history that has ever been as good as it is here, even though there are problems. But here's the thing that we've done, Alex. We've kind of cowered. We kind of backed into a corner and we said, hey, listen, I'm really sorry. We didn't mean to offend anybody by this. And when I said pro-America, like, I didn't mean like you fly the other flag all you want. Don't speak our language. Buy up all the homes in a community and have all the ethnic restaurants and pretty much a no-go zone here. That's totally fine. I'm sorry. This is our country. We founded this country. We made it the greatest country in the history of the world. You want to come be a part of it? Fantastic. There's a process. There's also a draft pick process to this.
Yeah,
we want the best and brightest and everybody else. I understand the economy's bad in your country. Go make it better. Guess what?
Don't come to conquer us. Don't come to conquer us.
No, don't come to conquer or take from us. And if you do those things, then guess what? You're going to find me with an American flag to give you to fly at your house and arms wide open and say, hey, welcome to this country. Let's go make it better. But if you come here to take from us, to just use our society to crap on our country
at
every single chance that you have, you can go back home. That is not a controversial policy at all. And right
that's
now,
right.
That's
and you
that
agree,
Megyn
though,
Kelly was voicing.
That the spell is broken. I want to get your take on that in a moment. Here's Megyn Kelly.
And look, this has been going on for over a dozen years. Go home. Get out. We know our country's better than yours. That's because we filled it with our work ethic and our culture and our values. You being here only dilutes it for us. Those who built it and live it. And half of you people, more than half of you, won't assimilate. We don't want you. We don't care if you're offended. Get out. I'm thinking about our friends in Ohio who've been dealing with these TPS Haitians for years now, who are drunk driving all over their towns and killing people. This is the whole cats and dogs thing. Like, they don't want to live like Americans live. And this was supposed to be a temporary, it was supposed to be temporary help. And it's turned into another backdoor way of allowing someone permanent residency here. And they take advantage of all of our public services. And
so here's the bottom line. The Democrats are bringing in a new voting bloc. They're already getting apportionment for new blue seats. They admit that. And I think what you were saying, you were agreeing with me, that the tide has not just shifted. The Overton window has moved massively towards Americans, period, but white people saying, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not being intimidated. I'm getting territorial. I have survival instinct, and I'm done. And so as wild as some of it goes too far in some cases for me even, I think it's healthy that it's an over-adjustment because that shows that people are really pissed.
Yeah, and I think that the response that I had was two people responding to Megyn Kelly. They were saying, oh, this is racist. This is vile. I can't believe that we have people like her talking about this, like telling people to go home. And I'm like, why not? Why not? It's okay to have the conversation and say that, like, this is my house and I have a right to determine who gets to come into my house and stay in my house and eat my food. Like, all of this stuff should apply to our country as well. And the fact that you don't think that applies is mind-boggling. Even if it was neutral, I have those rights, but it's certainly not neutral of these groups that don't have any desire to assimilate.
Did you see the videos? I see a bunch out of England, but now I see them in New York where there'll be a white guy in a cab or an Uber. And the Muslim turns around and says, we run the police. We run this place. Do you have a license to be here? We're taking over. They're everywhere saying we're taking over. And this red-green alliance and Mondami, the kingmaker, and they admit, no, we're communists, not just Democrat socialists, and we're taking over. I mean, the Democratic Party has, as bad as I get mad at Republicans, people saying, oh, just take your ball and go home. No, that's not the case. The Republicans are still night and day compared to these people.
Yeah, and don't empower the Democrat Party. That's some of the problems that I've had with comments like I'm voting Democrat, even in the midterms, to try to have something better come out of it. I understand the mentality, and I've talked through that. We talked with Nick Fuentes about that. And other people have made comments like that I can't vote Republican anymore. I'm like, okay, well, what is your alternative? They want to end life in the womb, period. Millions and millions and millions of people. Do we need to talk about other issues? Okay, we can. Right now, in this country, Alex, we have to fight communists again. We have socialists not just saying I have socialist policies, but they're DSA candidates in New York
everywhere
after Mamdani. And we had undercover footage of their campaign saying we've got candidates ready to go across the country if Zoran wins. Guess what? He won. Do you think that we are really going to be thinking about, well, you know, the Jewish question, that's a really big deal. But let's say that we get AIPAC taken care of. We get some of the influence taken care of. We extricate ourselves from this war. Can we please go back to focusing
on
making sure
we've got to deal with AIPAC. We've got to deal with AIPAC. But we also have to deal with the Chi-Coms, the left, the globalists, all the major issues. And look, I studied McCarthy. He was dead on. The communist threat in America is, I think, 10 times worse than it was back then because it's bigger, it's more organized, it's got big money behind it to create monopolies, it's got China behind it, and it's making its move, and it's got a bunch of young people that literally think they can get free stuff and believe all this crap. Now, shifting gears into the overall racial issue, people that don't know, I know Gerald Morgan knows this. In the 50s and 60s, the communists could not get black people to be communists, so they created liberation theology and made it about a class warfare against whites. They still didn't get most of them, but they got some. Black Lives Matter, all that Soros. But you have cases here. We just saw this with the, Carmelo Anthony and all of that, where you have Mercury Aliza, Thomas issued flagrant foul, suspended for one game for hitting Caitlin Clark in the throat, knocks her down, hits her in the throat. We have slow motion of that we can show right now. And then the corporate media spun all of this and said, Caitlin Clark is just taking some time off because she hurt her back. They're not even telling people what happened. Look at NBC News. Caitlin Clark leaves fever loss with a back injury, doesn't return up to third quarter scare. Doesn't even tell you this is AP actually, NBC runs it. Doesn't even tell you what went on. It's like when a Muslim runs over a bunch of people with a car and they say, oh, a truck attacked people today. It is the same crap. And this is the, and it's literally a lesbian mafia they admit, ESPN reporters have been to this, that run the women's NBA, and they hate her because she's non-political and white. This is the crazed level of brainwashing that's happened. How do we deprogram these people? Not forcibly, like Hillary wants to send white males to camps, but how do you reach out to people like this?
Let me just address Caitlin Clark really quickly. It's not just all the things you said, though you're absolutely right. It's that she's white and kicking their ass. And that nobody, and I mean that literally, nobody would care about the WNBA if it were not for the amazingly talented white girl that went into a predominantly black sport and kicked their ass. I think it's just a little bit of frustration right now that she's getting all that shine. Listen, we have a culture problem here in this country right now that we need to be dealing with. We need to be having more conversations like you and I experienced this in the 90s. My experience, I lived in a white minority area. Like I had all kinds of Hispanics and blacks and Asians around. I had to learn how to deal with it. We had conversations about all of this all the time. Racism didn't even seem to be a thing in the mid to late 90s when I was growing up. Like it did. We seem to be past that. We have to get back to that. It's not about your race. It's not about black being superior. It's not about white being superior. It's not about any of those things. Can we just live as Americans and be friendly towards one another, neighborly towards one another, and understand that there are elements of black culture that absolutely should be stamped out, like fatherlessness, like jumping in, like Steven said the other day when he was talking to people, why do black people always fight in packs? We got to get rid of the kind of culture where it's like Carmelo Anthony was better stabbing a white kid at a track meet than getting punked. That was the better thing. Yeah, Carmelo won by getting a 35-year sentence. That kind of mentality has to be completely pushed out of our culture. And it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take work in the black community from the black community itself. And it's going to take some honest conversations. And it, you know what? It probably takes a lot of the handouts going away. A lot of the,
I agree. Well, it's the incredible, entitlement and all these fake history shows and movies where the whites are secretly white supremacist killing blacks en masse and machete kills and, you know, all this. And statistically, it's not true. But so many black people I know are beautiful and wonderful and smart and hardworking and great. Yeah. They are horrified. And 9 out of 10 blacks that get killed, it's by, you know, this small minority of black males that are doing it. But these black males literally believe whites are hunting them. The new Black Panther Party out of Houston says, go murder, kill white people. It is just insane. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center caught running the white supremacy groups. They go out and say there's an epidemic of whites attacking Asians. Doesn't even statistically exist. They just make all this up for divide and conquer. And it's laid squarely at their feet. Speaking of that, how big is it that the SPLC has been indicted? Now it's tens of millions of dollars. The KKK, Aryan Nations, all the major groups, as we always knew. I mean, they need to be under the jail for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of what we've been dealing with has been astroturfed. Like this problem of violence, they're basically going around saying, yeah, the Democrats, they want your vote. And so, they need a boogeyman. So it must be the white man is putting you down. So, or Asians, we want you to vote for us. It's the white man hurting you. Wait, stop Asian hate. We had to stop that campaign when we found out that it was black people attacking Asians. Okay. That doesn't really fit our narrative. It's all to get votes. And I think what we have to do, we have to have very honest conversations. We have to look at facts. We have to stop going with our vibes on these arguments. I'm trying to learn more about debate. I'm working with Andrew Wilson quite a lot on that. Obviously, Stephen as a mentor as well, to try to figure out how do we get people, not just me, not just somebody who does this like you, Alex, how do we get everyday people equipped to go in and actually look at the facts of a situation and not just get pulled off into conspiracy theories because it kind of sounds like it might be truthful, but we don't really know. That's what we really have to stop here in this country, because once we can have good conversations and look at the facts, you'll start to see where a lot of these things are coming from, like the SPLC. You'll start to see in these communities like, well, actually, that doesn't make any sense at all. They're just trying to buy your vote, or they're just trying to allow for election fraud by not passing the Save America Act. It's not disenfranchising black voters. Wait a minute, that didn't work. So it's not disenfranchising women because they can't change their name from when they got married. No, that didn't work. So we'll just pivot to just not wanting to do it. There's so many conversations that we can't even have right now because people are so swayed by vibes. We have got to get away from it.
You're absolutely right. Looking at the midterms at Trump, and this is a key point on people to really get this burned into their brains. I don't look at a topic or an issue and say, what'll be popular with the audience? what will get me brownie points in the media, corporate or independent. I say, what is right? What is the most accurate? I want to be the guy that's right. I want to be the guy that tells the truth, just like you guys. It's a very easy thing to do. If I wanted to sell up the system, I got all sorts of offers decades ago. Fox News, yeah. You know, all of it, didn't do it. I love being independent. It's fun. It makes me feel good at night. I sleep good. It's what it's all about. But when Trump went sideways with this Israel war in the months before, so it's been going on 120 days, but even the months before, I came out and said it will fail. They won't fall. This is going to happen. 99%+ chance. And now Trump's come out, as I said earlier, and, you know, it basically agrees with, you know, what I said in the common sense. And people have to remember that I said all that because I believed it was accurate, and it was accurate. And you judge a tree by its fruits. And then then some people said Trump's a total traitor. Don't vote Republican. Don't engage Trump. Don't say when he's doing something good. Don't praise him when he's good. You're a traitor back on the Trump trade. No, if the Democrats get in, I'm going to put pressure on bills I don't like, or if something's good, support it, which of course they won't. So my point is that there's also this black pill group that doesn't engage, doesn't vote, doesn't, you know, really intellectually know a lot of this politically. They then sit around and say, if we're involved just trying to salvage certain parts and work with what we've got while we try to influence the Republicans to, you know, to get more hardcore, that we're traitors. That's just a cop out and totally mindless. Not only was I right that this war was going to fail and that it would bring Israel first versus America first to the major four and that Israel would pull out all the stops, I also predicted we could hammer Trump that was going to kill the economy. He could understand that, and that he would then start turning against Israel, trying to be his boss. And now we've done that. We called every bit of it, and we were engaged. I know you guys were as well. And I think people need to respect that and understand that.
Yeah. So, Alex, I think people have misunderstood a lot of the conversation around this. Pressure is good. Pressure on the establishment, pressure on the war hawks, pressure on people who are taking money from Israel and seem to have their interests as opposed to having the American people's interests at heart. Pressure on those people is good. Destruction, in a lot of cases, destruction of President Trump, that's bad because he's done so much that's good. Alex, if I could have told you that we would stop at the wall, 99-ish%, 90-95% of all the people coming into this country, if I had told you that, and that's the only thing Donald Trump got done, everything else stayed pretty much the same, would you have voted for him? I think so. I think a lot of us would have, saying, hey, 15, 20 million, 10, whatever the number is, we can't keep doing that. That will literally destroy our country. He did it day one, and he also showed that it could be done day one. That's just one of the things that he's done in his term this time. And for some reason, we all forget that. If I could have told you, with a stroke of a pen, there's two genders, and no longer are we going to have kids worried about our parents, worried about their kids being trans and them being hidden from them in these sanctuary states where they can just go off and do this. With a stroke of a pen, we would start doing that. You'd be like, well, that's fantastic for culture. Guess what? He did that too. If I told you that the Epstein files were going to be released, though bungled crazily, wouldn't you be happy about that too? Even if it wasn't perfect and you had to push to get everything done. I just don't understand where it's got to be perfect every single time from a lot of these people. And if it's not, burn the thing down. You have no idea what you would get. You have no idea the.
Well, that's what the communists and the globalists are counting on the public not being smart enough.
They want it.
To understand the founding fathers, it took them a decade to finally get the Bill of Rights and Constitution before they, even after we beat the British, and we basically had a mini civil war during that, and still it wasn't perfect. We're not perfect. We're the best house in a bad neighborhood. Everybody should listen to Steven Crowder and Gerald Morgan. You can find them, and their main mothership is at Rumble, rumble.com/Steven Crowder.
Yeah.
Find all the great work they're doing on X and everywhere else. So just put Gerald Morgan's X account back up there for everybody as well. That's Big G, just G Morgan Jr. on X. There it is right there. Gerald, I want to thank you so much for your time and your great work. And I want to thank you for the great work you've done with Steven Crowder. I know you're a very successful businessman in your own right, your vineyards and wine brand, everything you do as an entrepreneur coming in and serving time in the fight for this country. 60-second closing comment.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Alex. And listen, we appreciate, we love you too. We've been praying for you. I know you guys have been going through a lot with the move. The set looks good. You look good. You look very healthy. I love that. I want this country to succeed. And that doesn't allow for us to just act like the rest of the world doesn't exist. So there will be times that we have to go do very difficult things. We've done hard things in the past and we will do it again. But we are fighting a battle on our shores right now that we really need to pay attention to between the DSA with communism, with social, whatever you want to call it, this Marxist idea and the Islamists that are in this country. And it's not the big bad boogeyman, but it is something that absolutely wants to take us out from within, using our own system against us. And we have to. We have to suit up for this fight. If we are divided and we can't get past some of the imperfections that we have seen from this president, we are not going to survive this fight. And just remember, everybody out there who's critical of President Trump, we have been too plenty of times. Go back and look at the tape calling balls and strikes. But don't forget, he's about to do something with extricating us from this war with Iran that every single one of you said would be impossible. He has done that over and over and over again for us, literally taking a bullet for us. Do not forget that. Put pressure on, but don't seek to destroy a man that has been standing in the gap for us for a very long time. Put it pressure on him. Don't go after him and try to destroy him, because it will lead to something far worse. You're seeing it in New York right now.
Gerald, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
See you, buddy.
All right. Now, I had an idea to do this last week. It turned into a documentary. I should have been promoting it all day long, but I had so many huge guests on. Amazing broadcast, incredible job crew. This will fill the whole next hour at 6 after. It's a documentary. I don't know what else to say. A lot of stuff we've never been seen before behind the scenes. I noticed that they've taken down the full Piers Morgan interview from January 2013. And it was powerful. It was top rated. It was listed by the Vanity Fair and Hollywood Reporter as the number one clip in the ratings of 2013. It was so massive. Piers Morgan's still so pissed off at me about it. They almost threatened to kick my ass when, after the interview, they cut it short. But I noticed only little clips are out there. They've hidden it. Well, the full interview, you're about to see it, with clips and history and really key stuff all around it. Rob Dude did a great job putting this together. I mean, really, it could be called the Piers Morgan, Alex Jones Second Amendment documentary. It just went live on X minutes ago at Real Alex Jones. I pinned it to the top. Share it with everybody you know, because it's really popular. I mean, I have so many people every time I'm out in public, almost, happened like twice one day last week, a gas station and at Academy Sporting Goods. People just love this interview when I talk to them in a British accent and all the rest of it. So this documentary, it's posted exclusive. Alex Jones Reviews, the most viral video, news video of the year 2013. Below, you will see in its entirety the famous live scene interview conducted by Piers Morgan concerning the American people's right to keep and bear arms with Alex Jones. 1776 will commence schemes to try to take our firearms. It is powerful. In this report, Alex Jones also extends an olive branch to Piers Morgan to come together, because I already went on his show a few years ago, and he just talked over me, for a productive interview concerning the Second Amendment and other major current events like the ongoing genocide in Gaza that he and Piers both agree on. That would be a really good interview, like he did for 2 hours with Nick Fuentes, where they disagreed and agreed, but he didn't just keep saying, admit your battle's any good, admit you peed on graves. It's, none of that's true. I don't want to go there, okay? I want to talk about the issues, the world, all of it. I know it would be mega viral, and it's important. So, Piers, I'd like to have a friendly interview with you, and I say that in the report. We're going to go to break. I got a little bit more news I'm going to hit in the next short segment, and then at 6 after, we're going to air this to all the radio affiliates and TV affiliates and everybody else. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, that I can't do this alone. All the products I sell are incredible because they're meant to work. They're meant to be great, so you want them again and again. I want a relationship with you. I don't want to sell you something and then it doesn't work. This stuff blows you away. The bovine colostrum, buy one, get one free. That runs till Monday. We send it till tomorrow, but it ends at noon. Buy one ultramethylene blue, get one free. There's a bunch of other big specials right now. The water filters are coming back in next week. They're about to sell out on that order that's coming in. If you want to get the new gravity fed filter, highest rated, stainless steel, all of it, get your order in right now. If you want to be sure you get shipped out to you, thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number 4, straight ahead. Years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural, clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken.
Yes.
Or they can be stacked together with methylene blue. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken Ultramethylene Blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. More energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 to stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's Ultramethylene Blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make.
We have the Power Plant Bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the Methylene Blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the Methylene Blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I want to thank you all for your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. I want to thank the crew for an incredible job putting up with me, the Tasmanian Devil. I want to hit a few more things on Israel right now and just ask Israel to really course correct, which is starting to happen internally. Trump's talking to the opposition over there. That's very good. And then we're going to go to this Piers Morgan really documentary on history and the Second Amendment and 13 years later, all that's unfolded and all that's happened. This is powerful. Be sure to share the live feeds of Alex Jones right now. But I see, without looking, I'm not even looking for these, dozens of clips today on X of new TV shows in Israel where they say we're going to kill the women, the children, we love it, exterminate them all, ha, 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 we're taking all of Lebanon, ha, 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 America works for us, ha, 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 we're invincible, ha, ha, ha. And Ben Gavir going around and beating up detainees and people on camera. I mean, it's just, it's obscene. And I'm not a fan of the Islamics, but I don't say kill all their kids. So here's a new clip. I don't feel sorry for starving Gazans. Not for the adults, not for the elderly, and not for the children. And you see the little, like, three-year-old starving, you have flies all over him. And then we're paying for it. It's like paying for abortion. I'm against this, man. I'm not a monster. I'm not Joseph Mengele. And Israel's just destroying itself right now. Here's the clip.
אני חושב, אנחנו מראים אחת לכמה ימים איזה עזתי כזה שצועק, דה, אני כבר רעב. אני לא מרחם על העזתים האלה. אני לא חושב שיש מישהו במדינת ישראל, בארץ ישראל, שצריך לרחם על העזתים האלה. לא על מבוגרים, לא על קשישים, לא על צעירים ולא על ילדים. מה שאנחנו עברנו כאן בשבת שמחת תורה, ומה שהמשפחות והקרובים שלהם מתמודדים איתם עכשיו, זה אנחנו צריכים להרחם. העובדה שיש עשרות אלפי משפחות בדרום ובצפון שעדיין לא חזרו לבתיהם, אנשים שמתמודדים עם השכול, עם מציאות חיים שהם נולדו לבוקר אחד, באופן כזה שהם לא חוו, על זה צריך להרחם. העזתים, מבחינתי שירבו למוות, מה אכפת לי מהם?
Now, that's in Hebrew, but most of you can see the subtitles. For radio listeners, I basically told you what they said. Well, word for word, actually. Now, here's Jonathan Greenblatt, the guy that says we should use the same technology of exploding pagers on Americans that say Zionism caused the war. We should censor everybody. We're using AI. We control law enforcement. Here's the head of the ADL saying Christianity created anti-Semitism. Well, the whole Old Testament is Israel fighting with its neighbors and them attacking them and back and forth. Countries throughout history all have these histories. So the idea that anti-Semitism comes from Christianity and that anything Israel does is okay, when you've had some good history in Israel, some bad over the thousands of years, and now it's reconstituted, is just a fraud. It's a lie. Listen to this crap.
Anti-Semitism is a bit of like a virus. And like some viruses, it exists in the kind of body politic, and it's dormant, like chickenpox. Mm-hmm. You get chickenpox as a young person, and then after the kind of inflammation subsides, it's still in you. And it can manifest again when you're older because of stress or age as shingles. Although you can get inoculated and you can prevent that from happening. So I think anti-Semitism is similar. It's like this contagion. It's as old as time, right? We face it for thousands of years. First it was, after the death of Christ, there were these accusations that the Jews killed Christ and that the Jews weren't a real religion because we didn't accept Christ and then we didn't accept Muhammad. So you have this, the Jewish religion isn't legitimate, and that was the basis for the Crusades, which is at Tisha B'Av, which, remembers the expulsion. We had Inquisitions. We had all these horrible things. And then, after the Age of Reason, it was, they realized that the sun doesn't revolve around the earth and the earth isn't flat. Then it was, maybe Judaism is okay as a religion, but it's the Jewish race that isn't legitimate. And then we saw kind of anti-Semitism metastasize into this kind of race-based form of hate, which of course exploded with the Shoah. And then after the tragedy of that, the injustice of that.
That's enough. We'll put the full clip in post later to X and Rumble. But the Crusades were about Jews? What? It was about 700 years of Muslim invasion. And all of that, it was just pure... The Inquisition was about Jews. It was mainly about Catholics killing each other and then Protestants. What are you talking about, you damn liar? You think we're ignorant? Let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. This is going to run for 2 weeks, and different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on Tri-Iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. And look at this. Nice black hat, high quality, with a nice leather patch, made in the USA, just classy. And that's from Dickie. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, the concept. 1776 Redneck Deluxe. That is good stuff with the two crossed musket rifles. That is a good-looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Britain took the guns 15, 16 years ago, tripling of your overall violent crime. And when they get our guns, they can have their world tyranny. While the government buys 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, predator drones, armed, now in U.S. skies, being used to arrest people in North Dakota. The Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. It's there to protect us from tyrannical government and street thugs. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? You're a hatchet man of the New World Order. I understand that people who are mentally ill on all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors who play these shoot 'em up games want to go out and do this.
Alex.
Because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights, Pierce.
Alex.
How about Prozac? You know the number one, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Got to cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills. Why
about
don't you want to get
AR
rid of the drugs? Because they're half your sponsors?
Stick to the subject.
America's number one cause of unnatural death now is suicide.
Okay.
Not
Let's
automobile accident, not cancer, not...
You
listen.
Accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex.
The media hypes and hypes and hypes.
And that's all the question.
Don't just commit suicide.
Alex, why do people
They'll
need
commit
them?
Suicide by killing a bunch of kids, and here's the gun to use, because it's the one the U.S. Army uses.
Why do people need them?
They need them to protect us from the number one killer in history. Government in the 20th century, university study out of Hawaii killed 292 million people. It's called democide.
What about
Fast and Furious?
Alex,
why do our government ship guns into Mexico?
Alex.
To blame the Second Amendment?
Let's have a debate.
A false flag?
Alex, who do you believe was behind 9/11?
Oh, I absolutely know. I have the police on CNN saying, get back, they're going to blow up seven. I have BBC reporting.
Who do you believe is behind
I have the proof. I heard them on CBS radio.
Who, Alex?
They announced they blew up the towers on CBS radio.
Who do you believe?
New Yorkers all saw it and heard it.
Alex, who do you
believe? They blew up Building 7.
Alex, who do you believe was behind it? The American government?
Criminal elements of the military-industrial complex, the same ones that staged Gulf of Tonkin, the same ones that staged Operation, the mass shootings of Operation Gladio.
Right.
Ooh, do you, the CIA don't like this right now.
Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag piece to bring in martial law in Germany April 27th, 1933. Governments have staged terror attacks throughout history or allowed terrorists to attack as a pretext to invade and enslave the populations.
Okay, Alex Jones, this is
InfoWars.com.
This is the man who wants to deport me from the country for wanting to get rid of assault
rifles. It's to point out you're a foreigner, a redcoat, here telling us what to do. Since I went on Piers Morgan on CNN, in January of 2013, which the different TV ratings agencies said was the most viral clip of 2013. Ever since that happened, almost every time I go out in public, people bring up the Piers Morgan confrontation. He's never forgotten it. He hates my guts. He had me on a few years ago. Wouldn't even let me talk during it. And nothing against Piers. He is who he is. He's a talented guy in many ways. I forgive him. It doesn't matter. But I thought, because it's very hard to find the full interview online, for some reason they pulled it down, we should upload the entire thing here today so we can all analyze it together. And there's so many facets to this that are important, and to see how much the world has changed in the last 13 years. But first off, notice, this is about a month after Sandy Hook happens. I'm on the show to talk about Sandy Hook, and there's no discussion about me saying it didn't happen.
But I want you to try and answer the questions. It's a proper debate, okay? I'm not trying to trip you up.
No, it's not a debate. You're running the show. You bring in your victims up front.
Actually, no.
Look, you got your little note cards.
Yeah. What was the weapon used at Sandy Hook?
I've already gone over that and already answered it for you.
We haven't talked about Sandy Hook.
No, again.
What was the weapon?
It's a 223 M4.
Well, that's because I wasn't the person that first said it didn't happen. And it was school safety experts, and it was a couple professors, Florida, Wisconsin, that came out and said it. And a few years into it, I had them on a couple times to cover it. I had a debate between them and a newspaper editor that thought it happened. When they put into their show trials, where I was found guilty by the judges, in Texas and Connecticut, where I was already found guilty, they entered 22 minutes of evidence. And one clip of me one time to a caller saying, yeah, I can see how it's staged. Well, I mean, we think the moon landing staged. I thought Jussie Smollett was probably staged. I mean, all the time we ask, you know, do you really think that the Russians blew up this nuclear reactor? Or do you really think the Russians blew up Nord Stream? We were told they did. And I said, I don't believe that. So it's normal to ask questions. Democrats day one didn't think Trump really got shot in Butler. Whether they're right or wrong, they have the right to say that, though I'm tending to think maybe he didn't now, as evidence mounts. We learn he killed an investigation into it. The point is, that's what the First Amendment is. But notice you're told I'm the Sandy Hook guy. I made all this money on Sandy Hook. It's all a lie. Now, I'm going to get into the interview right now and analyze some of it. But just understand, I'm going to play the short clip that Harrison Smith did a few years ago where he decided to go do a Google search, which you can do as well, that I was never mentioned in the news about Sandy Hook ever until Trump won the election in 2016.
Go to Google, search Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, go to the news tab, go to custom date from January 1st, 2013, so that would have been 2 weeks after Sandy Hook occurred, to January 1st, 2016, and I searched Alex Jones, Sandy Hook. And what you'll find, there's just nothing. There's not a single headline or a single story about Alex Jones being related to Sandy Hook. Not a single one. But the interesting thing is, change the parameters from January 1st, 2016 to January 1st, 2020, suddenly there's thousands. And it just goes on and on and on. The first story relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook was literally 1 week after the election in 2016. Sandy Hook truther Alex Jones says he got a nice thank you call from the president-elect. And then it was one day after that, daughter of Sandy Hook victim demands Donald Trump disown Alex Jones. I want to impress upon you what's actually behind this whole thing. They decided that a good attack vector on Donald Trump was to associate Alex Jones with Donald Trump and Alex Jones with Sandy Hook. For years and years, that was never a thing. It's all absurd, but that's just my personal view.
That's it. And then a PR firm out of New York with the Democratic Party, the DOJ, and the CIA, this has all been declassified. We've done whole reports on it. It's come out in court. We've deposed people. went and created this history that I was peeing on graves and sending people to harass people. None of that ever happened. Not just I didn't do it. Nobody did. And then they raised $300 million off their Sandy Hook charities, the Democratic Party with Bloomberg ran. That's all on record. Then sued me, then had these Democrat judges find me guilty, and then told juries I was guilty. Then I had hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank when I was already bankrupt at the time and was negative money. So that's my point. People in parking lots still go, "You son of a bitch, what you did to those kids." I go, "What'd I do?" "Well, you killed them." That's happened like 10 times or more in front of my family. I'm like, no, Adam Lanza did that. But that's the mind control of this. So they sit up there and say, "I made money off them and I did all this." And none of it's true, folks. None of it's true. But it doesn't matter. Most of the public understands the truth about that. But just notice, here's the clip where Harrison Smith did the analysis. We should do it again. This is a couple years old, but it'll give you the same results. You should do it yourself and duplicate it and just understand how you've been manipulated. I know most of you haven't. Here's an example. It was about 3 years ago, Elon brought me back on X when he bought it. And I learned from Tucker Carlson, it was him that had interviewed him and had dinner with him. And he said, "Hey, I know Alex Jones. You know, I'm a journalist. As you know, we looked it up. He never really even ever talked about it. And they made it an issue to attack Trump and you claim, oh, look, Trump supports this guy that peed on graves and all this. And you know, that's propaganda." And Elon said, "You know what? When I get back to Tesla," that's where he was going, he goes, "I'm going to check the logs." Because they have logs of every private message you've sent. They've got logs of every post you ever made, even when stuff's removed. And Elon came back and said, "I'm putting him back on, and I want to talk to Alex." We did a 2+ hour interview the day after he brought me back. And he said on air, he said, "Yeah, I know you're telling the truth, Mr. Jones. I went and checked the logs." You know what the logs had? 9 posts about Sandy Hook by me on X. And all of them said it happened years before I got sued. And Elon was like, "Whoa." So understand how this fraud works. Trump never said Mexicans are all criminals. Didn't say anything close to it. He never said the KKK were fine people. He said they're not fine people. But there were a lot of people on the left and right that came out to Charlottesville to see the protests who were fine people. That turns into the KKK are fine people. This is how these lies operate. And the good news is the corporate media has now been exposed. But regardless, the damage to me has been done by these rigged trials. And think about it. I was reading today about forever chemical companies having to pay a few hundred million dollars for killing hundreds of thousands of people with their chemicals. Killing masses of people. Opiate companies kill tens of thousands, $100 million fine. $1.4 billion is if I have this money, and they're in the news going, "He won't pay the money. He won't give us our money after he did with our kids." And it's a PR firm, Democrat Party, charities, 20 families, only 3 of them are involved in the charities, and sued me. I mean, think about that. Think about the reality of that. And how the Democrats just keep using that talking point, So here's the full Piers Morgan interview. We were going to go for the rest of the hour, but they canceled it. And Rob Dew, by the way, is shooting camera right now. He was there. I'm going to turn the camera around in a minute so he can talk about it. This is a historic event. As soon as I said, "You know, Piers, I just saw during the break that half your advertisers are Big Pharma. And you know it's on the insert of those that they're directly linked to suicidal ideations, megalomania, psychotic breaks, violent outbreaks." And I was trying to get that out, and they cut to commercial early, and they had security guards, "You get out of here." They were bowing up to me, and they took me out, and they said, "You get the hell out of here." I mean, it was crazy. We had, New York plainclothes cops getting in our face as soon as we came out. They were mega pissed, because CNN was still Big King Daddy and still had pretty good ratings back then. But that was the beginning of the end for Piers, and his ratings just went straight down after that. So he's always been totally pissed at me because I didn't buy into his propaganda. Let's start getting into the famous interview from the start.
Yeah, anyone who's watched this show over the past few weeks knows I've taken a pretty strong stand on guns in America. It's on a scale of notice of supporters of gun rights, and it's led to a petition on the White House official website, no less. It's entitled, and I quote, "Deport British citizen Piers Morgan for attacking Second Amendment." Take a look. More than 104,000 people have signed it so far. And joining me now is one of the people behind the petition, Alex Jones. He's host of the Alex Jones Show. Welcome to you.
Piers, thanks for having me.
Why do you want to deport me?
Well, we did it as a way to bring attention to the fact that we have all of these foreigners and the Russian government, the official Chinese government, Mao said political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. He killed about 80 million people because he's the only guy that had the guns. So we did it to point out that this is globalism and the mega banks that control the planet and brag that they've taken over in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, you name it, brag that they're going to get our guns as well. They've taken everybody's guns but the Swiss and the American people. And when they get our guns, they can have their world tyranny. While the government buys 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, predator drones, armed, now in U.S. skies, being used to arrest people in North Dakota, the Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. It's there to protect us from tyrannical government and street thugs. Take the women in India. Your piece earlier on CNN I was watching during Anderson Cooper's show didn't tell you that the women of India have signed giant petitions to get firearms because the police can't and won't protect them. The answer wait a minute. I have FBI crime statistics that come out a year late, 2011. 20+% crime drop in the last 9 years. Real violent crime because more guns means less crime. Britain took the guns 15, 16 years ago. Tripling of your overall violent crime. True, we have a higher gun violence level, but overall mugging, stabbings, deaths. Those men raped that woman in India to death with an iron rod 4 feet long. You can't ban the iron rods. The guns, the iron rods, Pierce, didn't do it. The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. My family in the Texas Revolution against Santa Anna, my family was at the core on both sides starting that because Santa Anna came to take the guns at Gonzales, Texas. Pierce, don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic.
You finished?
Yes, I am finished. You will not take my right. You go through background checks to get guns. How about Prozac? You know the number one, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Gotta cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is give more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the same old script here, Bud.
It's fine, Bud. How many gun murders were there in America last year? Do you know?
There were about 11,458, and about 74% of those were gang-related, gangbangers shooting each other. You get 3,500 to 4,000.
That wasn't the case.
How many people died from infections in hospitals? 197,000.
Let me just ask you a second.
That's
question.
Right.
How many gun murders were there in Britain?
How many great white sharks?
No, how many?
Kill people every year, but they're scared to swim.
Right. How many gun murders were there in Britain?
A very low amount. I already went over those
statistics.
How many,
do you know?
It was only a few hundred.
No. How many gun murders?
I actually did pull up the statistics. Here, let me pull them out right here. I figured you'd do that.
Gun murders
in
Britain last
year. UK violent crime, capital of Europe. London Telegraph. Here, let me give you more.
It's quite a simple question.
Well, that's the oldest.
You're a very loud man.
That's the oldest Perry Mason tactic to ask me some little factoid.
It's not a little factoid.
I already said earlier,
we're talking about
England has a lot lower gun crime rate because you took all the guns.
Let me try exactly my
point. But you've got hordes of people burning down cities and beating old women's brains out every day.
What a ridiculous
thing. They arrest people in England if they defend themselves. That's on record. My God, you have got a total police state. Everybody's fleeing that country because you've had to flee here, bud. Why don't you tell folks? Yeah, you fled here. Why don't you go back and face the charges for the hacking scandal?
Answer this question. How many?
Why'd you get fired from the Daily Mirror for putting out fake stories? You're a hatchet man of the New World Order. Okay. You're a hatchet man. And I want to say this right here. You think you're a tough guy? Have me back with a boxing ring in here, and I'll wear red, white, and blue, and you can wear your Jolly Roger.
Okay.
You know what?
Let's try again. How many gun murders were there?
Oh, you're going to ban your fist now?
In Britain last year.
How many chimpanzees can dance on the head of a pin?
Hmm.
I already went over those statistics.
Do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
You said hundreds.
It's very low.
You said hundreds?
Yes.
It's actually 35.
Well, the point is, you can...
Against 11...
1,000. Do you understand the difference between 11,000?
Yeah, England
and
wants
35.
To ban knives now because tens of thousands are getting stabbed.
But do you understand the
knives?
Difference?
The knife doesn't kill people.
Do you understand?
The gun doesn't kill people.
Yes.
Listen,
do you understand?
Do you understand
between 35
you're not going to pull on America's heartstrings. They know your script. Mm. Okay? You're not going to get our guns. By the way, you guys always say, we just want to take the semi-autos. Okay? And all this other stuff. When semi-autos aren't even, rifles aren't even used, but in a fraction of the crimes, you can pull those numbers up. Okay?
Let me ask you one question. Which weapon was predominantly used in the Aurora movie theater shooting?
M4 AR-15 variant.
So it was a semi-automatic assault rifle.
Again.
Okay.
But statistically, it's very, very low.
Do you agree it was the single biggest shooting in the history of America in terms of people hit by a shooter? Do you know that?
No, I believe that there were others. About over 30.
No. This was the single biggest mass shooting.
Well, listen, you're just been bombings of Wall Street.
Let me ask you a second question.
Why can't the pilots have firearms?
Alex,
we trust them to fly the planes.
Alex, you've had a lot to say.
No, my point is the Second Amendment is sacrosanct, and you're not getting it.
Do you know which weapon was used in the Oregon shopping mall mass shooting recently?
I understand that people who are mentally ill on all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors who play these shoot-em-up games want to go out and do this.
Alex.
Because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights, Pierce.
Alex.
Because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights.
Just answer the question.
Yeah.
Do you know what the weapon used was?
Listen, let me ask you a question.
No,
I've got the FBI statistics that, the so-called semi-autos that you talk
Let's
about.
Let's take a break. When we come back.
Again, you're not going to get our guns.
When we come back, try and answer my question.
Yeah, all you're going to do is sit there and play little factoid questions. Overall crime's gone up over 20%.
Back now with Alex Jones. A man says I should be deported for my stand on guns. So, Alex, here's how this is going to work, and it's entirely down to you. I'm going to ask you some questions. In the spirit of a proper debate, and you've had a lot to say so far on the show, a lot of it aimed at me, which is fine. But I want you to try and answer the questions. It's a proper debate, okay? I'm not trying to trip you up.
No, it's not a debate. You're running the show. You bring in your victims up front. Look, you got your little note cards.
Yeah. Okay.
I just gave you FBI statistics
Fine.
That violent crime and gun crime is down over 20%.
Alex, let me just ask you
And
this.
You want to go to little factoids.
No, they're not little
Anybody
factoids.
Can pull those up. Listen.
Do you know what...
Do you have a bodyguard?
Alex.
Why do you have bodyguards?
I don't have a bodyguard.
Yeah, I've seen you on the news with them.
Don't
you want to protect your wife from hoodlums or you want to call the police?
Let me ask you this question.
Why does Dianne Feinstein until 60
Alex.
Minutes that she plans to try to take Mr. and Mrs. America's guns.
Stop talking over me.
You guys want to disarm all of America.
No, I don't.
Dianne Feinstein's bill does.
I don't.
Gun confiscation.
No, let me clarify for you. You don't seem to understand
First
what
you register,
I
then you confiscate. It's always done the same.
Here's what the campaign on this
Well, here, give me your little cue cards and I'll answer your questions for you.
What was the weapon used at Sandy Hook?
I've already gone over that and already answered it for you.
We haven't talked about Sandy Hook.
No, again.
What was the weapon?
It's a 223 M4.
Right.
Again, but statistically, they're using very low percentage of shootings.
But
period.
Are you seeing?
You guys,
are you seeing?
People wouldn't go swimming because the movie Jaws. Even though great white sharks kill five people a year.
Alex,
you're trying to scare people.
Let me say something.
There's no metal shark in the water.
The same type of weapon was used in the last three mass shootings.
And Hitler used semi-autos to kill people.
Why would you
and
not?
So did Mao.
Why would you?
Why is the government arming to the teeth against us?
Alex, I don't.
What about Fast and Furious?
Alex,
why do our government ship guns into Mexico?
Alex,
to blame. The Second Amendment?
Let's have a debate.
A false flag?
Alex.
To blame the
I
Second
get accused,
Amendment?
I get accused.
Why they blow up Building 7
Alex,
down the street here
Alex,
in New York?
I get accused when I get you guys on of talking over you, of being rude. I'm trying to be civil.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to try and answer some of the questions, right? Here's my issue for you. Why do people need, civilians, need an AR-15 type assault rifle? Why
they
do you
already
need
said statistically they're used in a very low amount of the crimes. That's an FBI fact.
They've been used in the last three mass shootings.
Yes.
Why
I'll tell you why.
Them?
Because they advertise it in the media. Anybody knows that if somebody jumps off the Empire State Building, they put cops up there the next day because copycats come to do it again. The media hypes and hypes and hypes.
And that's not the question.
Don't just commit suicide.
Alex, why do people
Don't commit
them?
Suicide by killing a bunch of kids. And here's the gun to use because it's the one the U.S. Army uses.
Why do people need them?
They need them to protect us from the number one killer in history. Government in the 20th century, university study out of Hawaii killed 292 million people. It's called democide. Google it, folks.
Do you believe everyone in America should everyone in America, therefore, have an AR-15 if they want one?
statistically, where there's more guns, there's lower crime. Mm-hmm. The highest crime is in Bloomberg, you know.
But you have the most controlled guns areas. Of any of the 23 richest countries in the world, and you have 11,000
America was born on guns and whiskey.
Right.
But it's true we're a violent society.
Right. So you
but
accept
statistically,
that America has the most
knives
guns
kill three times more. Have you seen the FBI numbers? Knives, bats, rocks kill many, many times more.
Alex, let's talk about the guns.
It's not the rock. It's not the knife. When a mother chops her kids up with a cleaver because she's on serotonin.
Alex, tell me why I'm wrong.
Why don't you want to get rid of the drugs? Because they're half your sponsors?
Then stick to the subject.
America's number one cause of unnatural death now is suicide.
Okay. Alex,
not automobile accident, not cancer, not...
You listen, accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex, let's get about to the Second Amendment.
I want to blame the real culprit.
Alex.
Suicide pills.
Alex.
Mass murder pills.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Your belief, unless I'm wrong...
First time anybody's ever heard this, by the way.
Your belief, unless I'm wrong, is that under the Second Amendment, your real concern is that you will be overrun by a tyrannical regime, either from somewhere else.
Yeah, highway checkpoints. Look at Mexico. Total gun ban for the citizens. Highest crime rate in the world. 57,000 people dead the last 5 years. Total gun ban for the citizens.
But you'll make...
Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in Europe.
Alex,
your country has the highest.
Alex, we have...
Now, everybody's talking about forever chemicals, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they just basically never go away. And they've been directly linked to cancer, infertility, obesity, mind fog, neurological disorders, exploding. There's a big study out, harmful forever chemicals in blood of almost every single American. 98.9% of the American people. And that's just these chemicals. That's less than 100 of those 58 different ones that are seen as PFASs. There are hundreds of other chemicals like atrazine, glyphosate, you name it, that are in the water supply. And most bottled water has it. Even if you've got well water runoff, it's got it. It's everywhere because the fuel additives, the list goes on and on. Processed foods, you name it. The thing to do is gravity-fed filters with the highest rated double carbon filters. There's two carbon filters in our unit, but each one has two layers in itself. So it's double carbon, each one, not just two filters. It has 3 gallons an hour of tap water, swamp water, pool water, and everything is non-detectable. These are the platinum standard of filters, the highest rated, highest tested. You can read the studies by top third-party firms that tested it, two different ones, thealexjonesstore.com. We got a limited run of these, the most beautiful stainless steel, the highest quality. These are like $100 less than similar units that aren't even as good. But those sold out. Several thousand come in early next week. You can pre-order those now, and then it'll probably be a month till a bigger order comes in. If you want to get at the head of the line so that when these come in, you will be shipped to you first, now is the time. Because I would imagine the way they're selling in about a week or so, I was talking to Big League, our sponsor this morning, the pre-order will be sold out when it comes in, and we're going to take it off the site, no more pre-order for the time being. Once that happens, we're going to wait till a bigger shipment comes in because we don't, you know, like to even do pre-order. But this is so important. It supports the show. You commit to do it. You know you're going to get it. You're going to get it first. This is hands down an out of the park major victory. It is the top of the line carbon platinum level, highest quality stainless steel, beautiful unit. Great for your restaurant, great for your home, great for your cabin. It is the very best you're going to get. They sell units that aren't even as good for $400 all day. This starts out at less than $300 for VIPs, like $220. You cannot beat this deal. And it puts together in like 3 minutes, totally easy to use, very durable. Tens of thousands of gallons go through it. Then you just buy replacement filters that are inexpensive, the highest quality. Get at the head of the line now and support the broadcast so we can rebuild this information warfare operation, get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. It's a 360 win. Don't wait. The biggest thing you do for your body, for you and your wife, your husband, your children, your staff, your crew, your coworkers, is have these units in the break room, have these units in your kitchen. It's a beautiful unit. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and ensure you get it first before we take it off sale until we finally get it back in stock when a bigger shipment comes in about a month. But a limited shipment coming in, it's about to sell out. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, running for the next 2 weeks is the Start of Summer Super Kickoff Sale. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultramethylene Blue, medical grade, the very best out there. You can also get the T3 iodine up to 50% off as well. That's the next 3 days. All the new 250th anniversary limited edition Patriot ball caps and t-shirts, some of the best designs ever, are now on the site as well, and it funds this operation, thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
People get their brains. It's the higher crime
Alex,
rate.
Let me ask
violent
you.
Violent crime is higher.
On this specific.
It's brains.
Alex,
it's people.
I'm trying to get inside your brains.
Pierce.
It's
if
not
you punched me right
here.
Now, it'd be not your fist,
Alex,
but your brain that
Alex, let me get inside your brain.
Okay.
Okay? I'm serious. You have a very, very big platform. You air, I think, on 63 networks.
No, no. That Wikipedia is like 10 years old. I'm on over 140 stations. XM.
Millions of Americans hear you.
Over a million and a half visitors to InfoWars.com
today.
And
I congratulate
you on your
audience.
Where we have the statistics posted right now.
Okay.
InfoWars.com.
Who do you believe was behind 9/11?
Oh, I absolutely know. I have the police on CNN saying, get back, they're going to blow up 7. I have BBC reporting.
No, who do you believe is behind
I have the proof. I heard them on CBS
who?
Radio.
Who, Alex?
They announced they blew up the towers on CBS Radio.
Who do you believe?
New Yorkers all saw it and heard it.
Alex, who do you
believe?
They
blew up Building 7.
Alex, who do you believe was behind it? The American government?
Criminal elements of the military-industrial complex, the same ones that staged Gulf of Tonkin, the same ones that staged Operation,
right.
The mass shootings of Operation
right.
Gladio.
Right.
Ooh,
do you,
the CIA
do you
don't
mean,
like this
Alex,
right
Alex,
now.
Do you mean that President Bush and his administration were behind 9/11?
I mean that even mainstream news reported that the hijackers were ordered to be allowed into the United States. Michael Springman, the head of the Visa Department, blew the whistle
right.
on that.
So the Bush administration was part of a conspiracy.
Well,
to
he
murder,
said never let us tolerate
to murder
I can speak in this accent as well.
Yeah.
The
but is that
government,
what you believe?
Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag, Pierce, to bring in martial law in Germany, April 27th, 1933. Governments have staged terror attacks throughout history or allowed terrorists to attack as a pretext to invade and enslave the populations. I probably own more than 50 firearms. Many of them have increased in value 2, 3, or even 4 times. I sleep very comfortably outside Austin,
okay.
Texas, knowing
Alex.
That I can defend my family.
Okay. Alex Jones, this is
InfoWars.com.
This is the man who wants to deport me from the country for wanting to get rid of
assault
rifles.
It's to point out you're a foreigner, a redcoat, here telling us what to do.
Whatever.
Go back to where they took the guns if you don't like it. The communist...
Did you know since Harrison Kleibold... in 1999 in Columbine, every single one of these trench coat mafia, incel, Satanist mass shootings, every one of them, the young men have been on a bunch of SSRIs and other antipsychotic drugs, which can make a lot of people actually go crazy. That's on the inserts. Now you'll say, wait, there's still some shootings that are gang related. Yes. You still have some gangs shooting each other in schools, but that's still very rare as well. There's less than 30 children die a year in school shootings. That's still too much, but they act like it's this giant epidemic. No, the vast majority of it, and it's still very rare, but still terrible, are people that are already mentally ill, usually autistic, who are then put on these drugs that are in the hallucinogen class that make them disassociate, so they're basically in a dream state. And then you take this tiny group of isolated young men, whether they're in Connecticut or whether they're in Colorado or whether they're in Minnesota or Texas, it's always the same MO, that are obsessed with shoot 'em up video games, that are obsessed with horror and death and edginess. They'll be into Antifa. They'll be into Hitler. They're into being destructive. They're into death. And you see the trans Antifa. In Minnesota, there are areas going, oh, demons, I'm going to kill the kids. Oh, talking like that. That's what's dangerous is the psychotics. And that was my point because in an earlier segment on Piers Morgan's show, they talked about the epidemic of mass rape against women in India, which is like culturally acceptable there and in Pakistan, though one is Muslim, one is mainly Hindu. And I said, it isn't the steel rod that they rape, you know, the woman half to death with that is the enemy. A steel rod, a piece of rebar for strengthening concrete,
It's the man that wielded it. And obviously, it's not the gun, it's the person. And that's the whole issue I was making. And that was the common sense that they couldn't handle. But the good news is, on the issue of the Second Amendment, in the court cases and in the general public and polls, we're winning. And that's the big takeaway in the year 2026, is that 13 years later, in the culture war, they have been repudiated. And you go to the shooting range, it's all these liberals now, for at least the last 6-7 years, that are buying most of the guns now, because conservatives already have them. And not just conservatives, you know, rationals, people that are able to take care of themselves, independent people. And at first they come and are ready for war with Republicans and have got to train for the Civil War. Then they start shooting with conservatives and populists and start hanging out and start liking you. And they wake up. And I see the testimonials all the time. And I talk to the different shooting range and gun shop owners, not just here in Austin, but around the country. It has been miraculous. So the good news is, by the left getting out of their high-rise buildings, getting out of their video games, getting out of their false bubbles, and getting out in the real world, they're actually meeting what they call conservatives, just rational, common sense people, and figuring out, you know, Alex Jones isn't really a Nazi. You know, Rob Dew is an anti-war, you know, guy, a classical liberal. People ask what I am. I like Thomas Jefferson. Well, he's called a classical liberal. But these terms today mean nothing. And both political parties at the top, we know, are very, very corrupt. So that's my breakdown of Piers Morgan. And I want to offer an olive branch out to Piers. Piers, your show is very popular. I watch it a lot. You invited me on a few years ago. We just screamed at each other. You wanted me to apologize for Sandy Hook.
When you give an apology, which I've given over 150 times, you're done with the apology. Type in Alex Jones apologizes for Sandy Hook. You'll have it before they sued me, so I'll point you to that. You're so good at all your clips. But no, I'm not going to come back on your show in 10 years, and you'll say, do you now apologize? If I sat here and slit my throat on air, it wouldn't be enough for you. I legitimately question mass events because of things like Operation Northwoods that called for staging mass shootings that didn't occur in the United States. Look it up, ABC News, Operation Northwoods.
And if you'll just go back and listen to the interview Elon and I did that had over 100 million listeners, and you'll hear Elon, you know, vouch right there. He looked at the logs, and I barely ever talked about it. When I did, I said it happened. You'll understand that the reason I argue with you is because I can't go along with the premise that I did the things you're saying I did or they said I did. I didn't make money off of it. I barely covered it.
We learned there was a big, powerful New York PR firm that actually does the PR for the UN and also for some of the CIA operations. And that's really what we're talking about here. That's all come out in Congress now. And then they went and dredged up stuff in my timeline out of context, blew it up times a million, and then said that I was currently doing things I'd never done. Just outrageous, horrible things. But notice, never proof, never a clip, never a video, never anything. And so, other than like 3-second clips out of context, so I was unable to defend myself. And so they were able to then create this new Alex Jones. Even if somebody says something really horrible, I think there should be some buffer zone to at least let them respond as much as they can before they get banned. Because what I see everywhere is the PR firms will say somebody has said something they didn't say. They create this woke mob response. Then the person's taken down, and then most of the time, it's not even true what was claimed.
General?
Yeah. Anyway, we're very much going to err on the side of freedom of speech, which is really just saying, you know, in America, we're gonna uphold the Constitution of the United States, and that's what we're gonna do, and uphold the laws of the country, and if the laws are change, we'll then change our behavior to match the laws, and we'll do so, and we also can only match the laws in other countries, because sometimes people will say, well, why don't you demand freedom of speech in, you know, some other country in the world? I'm like, well, we don't make the laws in that country, and if we don't adhere to the laws of the country, they will simply cut us off.
And I think we would break the internet like you did with Nick Fuentes. That was a great interview. If we had a nice, big, long, serious discussion and just moved away from stuff that is ancient history and distorted. So that's my olive branch to use, Piers, because I agree with you on the Israel situation, the Iran war. I agree with you on lots of issues, the economy and crime. And I think you've grown, I think I've grown. And at the end of the day, people love a redemption arc. They love two people that have been enemies coming together. And I think we agree on more things we disagree, just like Megyn Kelly is saying, wow, Alex Jones was right about most stuff. She used to hate my guts because she believed the narrative that I was really the supervillain. And Piers, I'm not a supervillain. and I don't want to believe you're a supervillain. When I said deport you, I admitted it was a stunt on the White House page where you could sign the petition. I had no idea that that stunt, and it was a stunt, would blow up so big, and I don't think you deserve to be deported from the U.S. for being anti-Second Amendment. But again, that said, here's the olive branch, Piers. I'd love to come back on.
Hey, how are you, mate?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. You good?
Yeah, I hope you have me back on.
I hear you're a big customer here.
Oh, no, but some of my listeners are. They say it's the best around here.
Yeah. You good? Are you enjoying global fame?
Oh, well, I already had quite a few listeners, but no, it certainly went viral.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we should do another interview.
You know, I did.
And
my ears haven't recovered yet.
Do what?
My ears haven't recovered.
Well, it was good that I had a fever and was actually sick. That's why I was sweating. Mm-hmm. I almost didn't come because of that, but I said I'd do it. That's kind of why I got it. I didn't blow up on purpose. But I thought it turned out as, you know, good for people to think about the debate.
Sure, no, everyone talking. No problem with that.
Are you guys going live tonight?
Most of it, yeah. Maybe a couple of pre-records, but most of it's live.
Are you going to have me back on?
I don't want to promote you that much, Alex.
I know, exactly. But I thought you won the debate, though. You were saying it was the best interview ever.
You said on your Twitter you wanted to shake my hand and have a civilized conversation.
Yes.
There we are.
No. All right.
Good to see you again.
You just had a civilized conversation.
I've had very civilized conversations right. In Texas since I've been here.
All right, well, good. We'll see. We just had a friendly talk right there.
Good to see you again.
All right, good seeing you. Good luck with the show.
Take care. Good to see you guys.
Now, let's get Rob Dew, the evil right-winger's take on all of this, Rob.
Well, I remember we went there. We flew up. I thought it was interesting. Right when we were walking on the street.
Saw the CIA director.
Yeah, well, we saw, George Tenet was the CIA director. But remember that guy walked up to us two different times. Hey, what are y'all going to do after this? What are y'all going to do after this? Like, asking if we had anything planned. We're like, no, we're just...
We said, what are you doing after Piers? They knew.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, this is like a half mile from that CNN building.
Exactly. We were several blocks away. We go back in. We do the interview. You didn't talk about this, but the bathrooms were disgusting. The green room.
Feces sprayed all the walls.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
We still have a Reza Kari outside.
Yep. And then,
no. But describe
the view. Then they pulled you in afterward. You only did two segments. You were supposed to do three, and they're like, "Oh, we're done." And boom, we're grabbing our stuff, getting out. The cops are, the security there is being dicks. And right when we walk outside, there's a guy walking. Like, and he walks like into the glass wall. We come out of the door and he's walking in. He's looking at us like this. We got a little bit of that on video where you can see this guy. He's either talking into his vest or talking into something like this, but he's looking right at us, but walking into the wall. And then remember there was some guy who said, "Oh, we got a cab for you." Remember that? And we're like, "No, we're not taking your cab." And then we went and got a cab down the street.
It was weird. We had the police casing us. Back to Tenet. He's coming out of a steakhouse like a gangster in a huge
coats
and a hat. Yeah. Yep. More Godfather than the Godfather movie.
Yep.
And they were all in trench coats and hats like a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, but they
put everything on. It was like old school New York tycoons coming out. And I don't know who else he was with. I remember we're looking at him. I'm like, "Man, I know that guy from somewhere." But he was
George Tenet.
Yeah. And then we look it up, it's like, "Oh yeah, that was him, George Tenet," because he's got this unmistakable face, you know, he's got that big, like kind of Italian face, you know, like, "Ugh." And then we get to the hotel, and there's a guy sitting there looking at with the newspaper, like literally like a spy novel, like looking down at the paper, then looking at, you know, like that. And we're like, "All right."
Alex Jones here in New York City. And as you know, just about an hour ago, I was on for two segments with Piers Morgan on CNN. They had promised me three segments if I came here, and then I was going to debate Alan Dershowitz. But they panicked. The producers ran in. The head producer was crying and saying it wasn't supposed to be like this. And Piers Morgan said, "Get out of here." And their security people were like, "Get out. Get out now. You're coming with us." And I said, "We'll have to get our stuff out of the green room." That said, you know, I've covered Bilderberg. You know, I've covered Occupy Wall Street. I've covered the DNC, RNC. I've been in news coverage where people are being arrested en masse. I've never put out a video asking for people to watch our back. We got here today at about 4 o'clock, drove in from the airport into Midtown near CNN's main complex. They have several buildings. And when we got to the hotel, we were getting our cards, and I noticed what was clearly off-duty cops in the windbreakers with the, you know, guns, talking into their little earpieces. They had earpieces and the little handheld pieces. And I didn't say anything to Rob Dew, who's running camera right now. Then about 2 hours after dinner, before we went down to CNN Center, we were walking around about 10 blocks away, just shooting video of this and that, and I noticed more
undercover cops looking at us. And I said to Dude, I said, let's just go ahead and get out of here. And then they had him waiting for us about 300 yards from CNN, the building we were going to, when the guy runs up and kind of gets in our face. And we also ran into a few listeners as well, but this guy got in our face. You can tell it was a, you know, big, mean Bloomberg detective. I've been here at protests before. I've seen Luke Radowski's videos. And it was like, oh, I'm a, you know, a big fan, but it was like pure violence in the eyes. And Dude's like, man, that guy was scary. I think that's a cop. And Dude's shooting video right now. He came to New York with me. And I said, yeah. And then we got there, and I saw some more outside the back entrance staring at us like gangsters. They're like cops from the movie Goodfellas, basically.
Yeah.
And then we go up. That all happens. And I said, listen, I want to go out the mall entrance because there's a mall entrance on the other side. And the security, head of security said, no, you're going out this way. And I said, but Bloomberg's guys are out there. I don't want any confrontations. The guy started laughing at us. Like, yeah. And we got there, and there they are, you know, talking into their pieces. Rob, dude, I'm going to flip this around and have you talk.
Sure.
Can you describe to people what we just saw?
Yeah. There, right as we walked out, there was a guy with a windbreaker, and he had his little earpiece in, and he was talking into his coat like this. And as we walk out, he looks at us, and then he kind of walks into the wall like he's trying to get out of our way, but why is he walking into a wall? Like, he literally turned and walked into
the wall. But describe the other stuff.
And then, I mean, there was the guy who came up and approached us twice. And that was the second time was really spooky because all of a sudden he's there. The first time we saw him approaching, the second time he came from behind.
Well, like, I forgot about that one, but then there's all the other cases. Bottom line, what do you think's going on here?
I think we're being cased, definitely. I
mean, we're being cased. And the way this will work is, oh, see, they're here protesting, you know, gun grabs. Oh, some crack dealer shot him. And if you don't know that Bloomberg's total mafia, you're not living on planet Earth in reality. And these people clearly work for Bloomberg. These are clearly police. And there's some other stuff that went on. Truth is stranger than fiction. I'll just leave it at that. I've never, that I can remember, put out a video when I'm in foreign countries being followed by, you know, people in black SUVs and being arrested. I mean, you've seen it all. I've never said we're in danger. My dad called me tonight and said, I want you to be real careful after that interview. Rob's older son, you know, he's younger than 10, never says, Daddy, please don't go on this trip. My wife has never been this concerned. And I'm like, come on, quit being paranoid. And let me tell you, we got undercover cops all over us who look like they're from Goodfellas. Rob?
Yeah. It's very spooky.
And everybody said, you better watch it. You're going to Bloomberg's town. You know, this big insider bankster type guy. So that said, we're here and we're leaving tomorrow. Whatever happens, happens. I think putting this video out will protect us. And it was just super creepy because, you know, when cops come over and grab you by the arm and go, I'm a big fan, you know what I mean? I'm a big fan. And then you look, there's another cop right there, and they're going, yeah, big fan, big fan. I mean, this country's gone, folks.
We're getting out of here, and we got out of here that night and went to a different hotel.
Went to New Jersey.
Yeah, went to New Jersey. Had to flee to Jersey.
We were still leaving the next morning, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we went and got that the hotel with adjoining rooms, and we had the doors open just in case anything happened, but nothing did. And that was one of the most viral things. It definitely lit a firestorm. I had people that were fans of yours that called me. Was like, Alex went too far. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think he went far enough, honestly.
Well, that's why I raised this is I went to a gas station after work yesterday. And there was a white guy behind the counter.
Yeah.
So I was going home yesterday.
And he remembered it?
And I go in a gas station. I'm paying. He goes, man, I loved you on Piers Morgan. You ought to do that again. I said, okay, thanks. And then.
Like, that just happened.
I had this old pair of binoculars that are, like, semi-broken. And I'm like, I want a new pair of binoculars. So I go to Academy. I go in. And the guy behind the counter is a listener. And then I go up to check out. And the young guy wants a picture. And he says, man, I loved you on Piers Morgan when you're going, the murder. I can speak an English accent as well, Piers. And so I was like, that's it. And then he said to me, he said, I saw that back when I was a kid with my dad and my brother loves it, but I can't find it. And I was like, you're right. They've taken the full thing down. I'm going to post it for you. So, two people yesterday about the Piers Morgan interview. We got to get back with Piers.
What's old is new.
Piers, we need to elope and get married. That will be very, very famous, and I will be the man, you'll be the woman. I'm going to stop being silly. All right, anything else you think about the famous Piers Morgan interview?
It was a whirlwind, hauling ass in there. Okay, the other thing was, remember you even had, you were like congested. I remember you were all congested and we went and got like
a cold.
Menthol, that menthol stuff, and you were putting that on your nose and breathing it in and trying to get to where you could even breathe. And it was the cold air walking around outside that was, it opened up your nasal passages and we were able to go in. I remember that part too. That was all during the George Tenet thing. You're walking around, we're trying to find a pharmacy. And man, New York was, you know, this was what, 2013, so it was a different time than it is now.
And remember how they were, they screamed at me and said, get out of here?
Yeah. No, they were, the producers were mad, the security were, they were dicks. I mean, it was a coup de grace, really, what you did on live TV, because they were not expecting what you were giving, because they had just had the Sandy Hook families on, and it was all about how we got to control guns and go after guns, and guns are evil, and you turned that around on them so quickly. And then when you start talking about the mass murder suicide pills, and Piers gave you that look when you go, oh, can't talk about that, can I? Like, I got one that could see. You could see it right there.
1776 will commence again if we try to take our firearms.
Exactly. So
I'm going to tell them right now. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. That's what it comes down to. So there's some of the history of it. We love you. And again, if people want to buy into the PR firms that made $300 million off my name saying I victimized them, you want to buy into that garbage and buy into the end of the First Amendment, go ahead. I've even seen a lot of the neocons and pro-Iran war guys, Republican influencers using that on me as well. And it's just, to me, it's not even funny, though it is kind of funny, but it's sick because I know it's not real. I know what they said about me is not real. I'm supposed to be, you know, guilty and sad for, you know, them exploiting me. Because I had the number one English-speaking show in the world, 2016, 2017, before the censorship. Still huge. And they just had to come after me. So that's the bottom line. So you saw the Piers Morgan thing in whole, and we kind of gave you some of the backstory and some of the history. So thanks for watching. Be sure and follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and the network backup at AJN Live. We'll put those on screen. And on Rumble to find my show, Harrison's show, and other shows. And to give a quick InfoWars update, The Onion didn't get it for the second time. That was a fraud. They're all pissed off. They say they're going to operate as if they're InfoWars, even though the courts have told them they can't. Just, okay, whatever. I'm going to let that be dealt with by the courts. But we're here at the Alex Jones Network. We're expanding it, expanding the studios. And it's just your support that is so critical. TheAlexJonesStore.com, incredible supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and so much more, the best water filtration. But AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with all the articles and the writers and the reports and the audio and video feeds for free. You can also go to Rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. That's our new official home with over 800,000 followers right there. And on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And that's for the network as well. So be sure and follow us there. And God bless you all. We'll continue to fight for the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Eighth, the Ninth, the Tenth, all of them. Because the Constitution and Bill of Rights doesn't give us our rights. It simply enshrines them and points them out. But a right you don't defend and a right you don't support goes away, just like muscles you don't exercise and you don't use. So thank you so much, my fellow Paul Revere's. Never forget, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance, and I'll see you on the front lines of the info war.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at AlexJonesLive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back. Stronger. Louder. Unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
A very special event is about to happen this July 4th, 2026. The 250th anniversary of the beginning of our republic. And hey, our country's had a lot of problems, done a lot of bad things, but it's also done a lot of exceptional things. And it created the model of human liberty that others have aspired to across the world. That's why the globalists have come to this nation and tried to take it over, because our liberties and freedoms amassed so much wealth, so many inventions, so much ingenuity that it became the center of the world. So tyranny came here and had pretty much taken the nation over. But now we have major beachheads at the federal, state, and local level. And there are populist movements expanding and raging across the world in the great fourth turning, the great awakening. Their great reset, their COVID attack, their lockdowns have only backfired on them. And their attempts to launch all these wars has only awoken humanity. And that's why we're doing a fundraiser right now until the end of July,
with more than a dozen limited edition shirts, some of the best designs ever at thealexjonesstore.com that are only available through the month of July. Ladies and gentlemen, these shirts fund our operation. They're great fabric. They feel really good. They're printed right here in the United States in Arkansas, and I designed many of these shirts. These are some of the best, cleanest designs we've ever had. This one just came from Arkansas out of the mail. It hasn't even been washed yet or even folded. That's why it's got a few wrinkles. It looks even better once you've washed it and taken out of the dryer. And we've got a whole bunch of incredible designs we're putting on screen right now. And when you wear these shirts out in public, you meet like-minded people. It is a real adventure. There are hundreds of other incredible designs, ball caps. Many of them are limited edition. All these 250th anniversary are, and they're only available at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at this. America 76.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.